call in. We'll take your calls and all this other stuff. But gentlemen, we're here to help you, man. We're here to help you out. But this is what I'm saying. All the excuses. This isn't even the title of the show. All you do all day is make excuses. But what if you just took the time to work on yourself to make the excuse, which you would be? It's mind-blowing. Let's see. Lines are open. So y'all call in 251. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Taekwondo? Chilla. But the question I wanted to ask was, I think I called last time about the same thing. It was about, like, fear. When fear pops up, like, how do you fight against it?
Fear of what? A boogeyman under your bed?
No.
Okay, well, fear of what? I don't know. Fear of what?
Like, fear of, like, just going for the shit that you want to go for. Fear of like,
what?
Building a
Of what?
Building a business. Fear of talking
to
women.
You don't want to talk to women. You don't want to build a business. Just accept that shit. You don't want to do it.
And listen, if anything, like I said to the caller before, with these thoughts, take them as they are. They're just thoughts. Be in them, but not of them. And when you're of your thoughts, that's when they control you. That's when they manipulate you. That's when you're a puppet to your mind. But when you're in it, you can see them, you can hear them, and you can still control the highway or the traffic of your mind. You can still tell your mind what to do, tell your mind what to think, and tell your mind what to believe. Because it's not that fear is our greatest enemy. It's that you are your greatest enemy once you listen to fear. In fact, fear has made some of my best plans. Oh, don't you think, what's going to happen when... I already calculated that possible contingency. I already prepared for that thing to go wrong. That's why it goes right.
Well, caller, how can you fear something that you rehearse and know? Count to five. Count to five for me, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Did you fear that?
No.
Because you rehearsed it. So... how can you fear, quote unquote, a woman if you're constantly rehearsing what you should do before, during, and after? How can you fear then? You know why? Because you ain't doing shit. That's why. You're sitting on your lazy ass waiting for the pussy stork to drop a woman at your door.
Right. So just put in the work.
How do I stop being lazy, though? You know what I'm scared of? I have nightmares every night. I'm so scared. I'm shaking in my bones right now about to say it. I'm scared of being weak. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared. I'm scared of being scared. I'm so scared of being scared.
I'm scared of being a surface dweller.
I wouldn't be able to look myself in the eyes if I did some bitch-ass shit that I didn't respect myself as a man.
God,
I wouldn't be able to come home and look myself in the eyes. I wouldn't be able to live my life every day knowing I did some sucker shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What I don't understand about you, how old are you, big guy? How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, it's cool. And how long have you been listening to us for?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to say 2 years. I've been listening to you for 2 years.
But then how is it that you listen for 2 years and you're not acting on the information that you have? If you're not going to, I don't understand you dwellers, man. Every year.
Playing it like a mixtape or something, an album or something. You just memorizing the lyrics, ain't listening to the meaning of the song.
Taekwondo, every year on Halloween, not only do I show them how to build a costume, I show them what to do. I show them where to go, and I even tell them to call in and tell me what state they're in, and I find the places for them to go. So how about
I remember that video.
I know you remember that shit because that's what the fuck I do. How the fuck do you not see this? Listen, as I say, law zero. The game ain't for everybody, and sometimes you just got to be. You know, I'm the zebra. I'm just food. Your job is not to be a man. Listen. you're too damn old not to do stuff and then turn around and say, well, I'm scared of women. I'm scared of women and John work. Now, I can see if you were 4 or 5 years old, I'd give you a nightlight. But you want me to give you one now? You want me to give you a nightlight?
I mean, what is she going
to
do? Come in out of your closet and put you in a headlock?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So what is it that you're scared of? You know what you're scared of? Because you're not a student of the game, man. You don't want to learn.
I do, though. I want to learn.
No, you don't. Listen. I'm a pirate. You believe me? I can tell you about
it. No.
Right. No, I ain't no fucking what. Cause you don't see me with a ship, do you? You don't see me there. Ship me with timber. Oh. You don't see me doing that shit. No, right? You don't want to learn. Listen to your behavior. For 2 lazy-ass years of your life, 2 wasted lazy fucking years of your life, you have been hearing me and all that fucking game I have given you all, every show, to grow you. You know what you said? Fuck you, Steve. I'm going to do things my way. And now you want to come and talk about fear? Like we're supposed to feel sorry for your fucking ass? This ain't for you,
like,
man.
I'd be afraid to admit to myself that I chose to be the same person.
Jesus Christ. No, you just don't want to, dog. I'm sorry?
I'm at the point where I don't give a shit anymore, bro.
You're lying. Because you were at that point 2 years ago. You were at that point a year ago. And
Why? Well, take me through this mind. What is the point of not giving a fuck? What point is that?
The point of not giving a fuck, just what? What you mean, not caring?
What is that? What does that feel like? What does that look like? What do you tell yourself?
I mean, to me, I just say fuck it and just do whatever it is. Like, I don't give a fuck. It's like I just say fuck it and go forward.
Do you honestly, just be honest. I'm not judging you. I'm just asking, you know, genuine questions. Do the results and makeup of your life represent fuck it results?
No, not at all.
Are you sure? How can an egg produce a chicken? How can it, like, you, how, like, well, if you have the mindset of fuck it, I just don't give a fuck about it, I would assume that your life matches that mindset.
Yeah, I see.
Is everything great, but you're not giving a fuck? I'm confused. How do you do that?
I mean, I would have to give a fuck in a way, you know, but it's just on certain things, like, I just don't.
Listen, that whole certain things mentality, no. How you do anything is how you do everything.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Period. And you know internally when you're slacking, bullshitting, or beating around the bush. We're not even talking about just women right now. We're talking about everything.
Everything.
When you're putting it off, when you're telling yourself it's fine, that's enough, that's cool, that's good. I mean, we know we tell ourselves these things because we let ourselves slide and get away with passes. And you'll look up 2 years ago and by and ain't shit been there.
Do you think I'd take a day off, caller, from being me?
No.
Do you think that I just, because I can get pussy easily, do you think I just sit back and put my legs on the desk and just say, I'm going to fuck today off from me?
No.
Then what, how have I failed you?
You're not.
And listen, I know it sounds cool when you see the guys getting pussy, you see the message from the guys, you see us shucking and jiving and getting, helping guys get women. I know that sounds all cool, but you know what? Sometimes, look, just because you can catch a football doesn't mean you can make the NFL. So you know what? This might not be for you. Your job might be to just wait for a woman to come, because you're going to get a woman. You'll find one. You'll just be the bitch in the relationship. That's
nah,
gonna,
fuck
no, no, fuck that. No, 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 no. I'm not laughing. I'm not joking. No, I'm serious. you gotta accept that. You have wasted 2 years. And probably even more. And anybody in this room, y'all just like this motherfucker too, because you just lie to yourself. You don't want it. It's
because
open
of
up.
Habit.
We're not mad at you because you don't want
it. Habit.
Huh?
I built the habit. I built
You're
the
what?
Habit of procrastinating.
You
I built
lying
the habit
motherfucker.
Of...
You ain't built to have shit. Dog, it's C-spot run. How many fucking times do I tell you to do shit that you ain't even doing? Free! So what is all this bullshit you telling me? Why don't lie? You know I can't stand you liars. I hate you liars. Just accept it that you don't want it. I give you for over 30 years, hours upon hours of shows of nothing but pure D game. And all you're doing is sitting there wasting your time. Don't watch me. I can't help you. I can't help you. I'm telling you to help you out. I would tell you to say, fuck me, block me, and go find someone else because you ain't worthy to be around me. I want motherfuckers that want it. I don't want people like you because people like you are going to blame me one day for your fuck-ups.
No, I would never blame you for something I did, though.
You ain't
Why
doing nothing. What you did? What have you done? Nothing. You actually are calling in after listening to me 2 years and talking about fucking fear? Fear? It's ain't for you, bro. You got it. You probably need to go to the other side of the street and just hang out with them motherfuckers and have cuddle parties and shit and complain about women.
No, them motherfuckers are gay, though. They on bullshit over there. This
what do you
is
think
real
a woman's
shit.
Well, you want to name somebody else before you look yourself in the mirror.
Thank you.
I don't judge other men. I don't even talk about other men or care.
Right. Says the guy that is scared of a
fucking
woman.
I might talk my shit
woman.
On a video or something like that.
Right.
But on a day-to-day life basis, bro, it's all me.
I cannot.
Me versus myself.
Jesus.
I don't have time to just be judgmental about other people. People live their own lives. I can't judge nobody on the chapter, the book that they on. I don't know them. I know me. I got to handle me and mine.
Yeah, but yeah, what are you here for? What is it that you want? I don't understand. What do you want? What is it that
I
you want?
Grow.
No, you
I
want to
become the best version of myself.
No, you listen. You don't, man. No, you want to be. You want to be the same weak motherfucker that you are. That's the truth. I'm not being mean to you. You want to be a surface dweller. You are a master of this. You are a master of being a loser. You're a master of being making excuses. You're a master of being a victim. You're a master of it. So why leave that? Why leave that pasture where you're ruling over your life? Why leave that to come over here? Why leave that?
I don't like it. I don't like being that person.
No, you like it. No, you love it. No, you love it. You love it. Don't listen. This is why. Don't lie. You love it. You want to know why? Because you keep doing it. You keep doing it. If you didn't love it, you would stop. If you didn't love it, you would have been a student of mine. You'd had the products already. You see how Tyler is and all the guys that bug me with messages after messages from women that just want them real bad? They were just like you, but you know the difference was? They wanted it. They didn't want to be you. They wanted to be them. You want to sit here with this Pied Piper bullshit. You don't want it, brother. Don't waste your time. I'm being nice to you. Don't waste your time.
I'm going to just get coaching, man.
You...
Coaches. Listen. No. What you should have said just then and there is, you know what? I'm going to stop bullshit. I'm going to change. I'm done. That's what you should have said. You can get coaching.
I'm going to change.
You can get coaching. But you can't help somebody who doesn't want to help themselves.
Right, you're listen to the language. This, how many you serve? You know what surface dwellers do? I want to change. I'm gonna get better. I want to learn game. Today's the day I'm gonna do it. That's what y'all do. That's why y'all surface dwellers. See what men do? We don't say shit. We do shit. We do shit. We do the behavior. We don't talk about shit. We do shit.
Be about it. Okay.
We don't talk about it. We are about it. We don't say we're going to grow. Right. I don't say, hey, do you ever say, oh, I'm going to pick up the remote control right now. La da 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 da. I'm picking you up, remote control. You don't do that shit, do you? No. Oh, I'm going to pick the keys up. Love, hey, keys, where you at? La da 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 da. I'm picking you up. You don't do that shit.
No.
But yeah, you talking about, you're like, I want to change from the surface. I want to be different. I want to grow. I'm tired of being where I'm at today. I'm gonna wait on December 31st as that ball comes down. You know, this is gonna be my year. 3, 2, I'm gonna change.
Yeah, because this is the overall statement. When you do enough and you be enough and you get by being enough, what you're doing is you're swimming with just your head above water. You can breathe. Only your nose and your mouth is above water. The moment the water rises, you'll be drowning. So you don't want to get a boat while you can breathe and while you can swim. But you'll wait till it's too late, till you're drowning, till the shit hits the fan. And well, why the fuck my life so bad? And why? Because you weren't preparing. You weren't beating your best self. You weren't getting ahead of the game, 10 steps ahead, and taking shit serious and staying at it every day, all the time. Comfort is killing you, bro. I mean, 2 years we talking about, bro.
2 years.
I can't give you 2 weeks that have been the same. 2 days.
Days, right? I was about to say, I couldn't
two
even.
2 hours.
Right. I just think there's, I cannot even imagine. That'll break my brain. That'll break my brain. I just, brother, I'm just saying, man, listen, I know you, it sounds good to say you want to do it, but that's what makes you a surface dweller. That's all y'all do is talk about shit and dream and fucking fantasize and don't want to do anything. It's just not in you. You got to be a student of the game. You can't solve it for yourself. I'm telling all y'all listen to us. You cannot do it yourself. That's why you are what you are right now, because you've done what you thought. You've gone as far as you can go for yourself. So we got to grab some other callers. Hey, we'll hear from you next year. Next year, you'll be calling around this time again. Well, I've been the same way. I've been listening to y'all for 3 years now, and you know what? Today's going to be my day. I'm going to change Taekwondo. You rest assured, I'm going to change this thing. It's all you are, man. You don't want this shit, big dog.
I just won't talk no more. I'm going to just do it. I get the message.
All right, man. Well, get the message, and I got to do what I do. All right, take care, man. Let's get to 843, then 267. 843, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I got
a question.
I'm not good enough. Well, on the other side of that, I'm not good enough. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep changing. Is the motherfucker, the version of you that can't stop winning. I mean, I should see how me and Steve talk when the shows go over. Like, man, look what she just said. Look how the channel grown. Look how you posed it. I said this even at the beginning of the show. Damn, Steve been going live every day, twice a day. Double streams, uploads, reactions.
Hours.
And we got shit going back and forth.
Yeah.
I went back to, I'm a full-time student. I was in class today from fucking 11 to fucking 7. Came in the house at 8 and went. I've been live since. Overtime all the time.
And
then go to sleep the night before until like probably 3 or 4, reading, practicing my speech, you know, while reading the book at the same time. But this is the work we put in, bro.
Work, man. And we love it. It's oh my God, it's the best. I wish I didn't have to sleep. I gotta go to sleep. I'm gonna hurry up and try to sleep.
What's this?
What you got?
What's this? 10:26. It's 10:55 p.m. right now, right, on my time zone. This was sent at 10:26.
Blow it up. Hold on a second. I'll blow it up. 2 seconds. Show us again. Let me blow it up. What you got?
Bro.
I'm moving the wig a little bit. It's blurred. Wiggle again. Well, there you go. It's perfect. Hey, you must be locked in this wig. Felt like, hey, shake it again. Kind of blurry. There you go. Oh, there it is. That's right there. Okay. Locked in this week. Yeah, you see that? And
the messages I'm receiving, bro. This is real life.
It's not even fair, man. It's just
not even fair, bro. And she right. She right.
Because she missing them. They miss us. All right, let me bring in the next caller. All right, sorry for holding you up, 843. What was your question again, 843? What's up?
All right, I was a dude that went before. Like I said, my question is, like, what were y'all saying before I didn't hear y'all, which I had to say after I ended my call? Like, I tried to come back in afterwards.
We told you to call her, and you didn't call her. You wasted our time.
I tried to, but by the time I did, it kept on saying that. Yes, I tried. I tried to call the number again, but it kept canceling me out. It kept saying the show was over.
No, I said why didn't you call the chick that you said you were going to call?
I did.
And what happened?
She said, just let me know.
Really?
So you can call her right now?
Yeah, call her right now and tell her. Tell her.
She said, just let you know. So you can call her right now?
Yeah, so call it.
No, I already called her. I got off the phone and everything.
No, we'll give you something else. No, we'll give you something else. So you
what did
I
you tell her?
I heard the whole thing. That's what I thought.
No, we didn't.
What did I tell her? Damn, my bad, y'all. I didn't mean to do that.
Where are you?
But anyways,
Where is she at?
What do you mean, where she at?
How far away is she from you?
Like a 20, 25-minute drive.
Wait a second. You're leaving tonight. It's only 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. So why don't
MC Light?
Right. So why don't you tell her, like, you know what I was thinking. You know what? Fuck later on. Why don't we just do something tonight? Call her now and tell her that.
To do tomorrow morning. I feel like talking to her.
What?
I said I got somewhere to be tomorrow morning.
Okay. I didn't say anything. Okay. Let me clear my throat. I said tonight. I did not say tomorrow. I said tonight.
I know.
You're
it's
leaving
11
tomorrow.
O'clock. Well, you said what?
It's 11 o'clock. Okay, and what? If she down, she'll come over. Or y'all hook her. Wait, she got her own place?
Nah.
Well, tell her y'all can rent a room. I mean, that's what you want, right? Isn't that what you want?
I don't know that.
No, I'm just asking. If that's not what you want, that's fine. We'll move on. No, don't understand. No. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. I'm just asking. What is it that you want? This show is going to tell you how to get what you want. What is it that you want?
Once I go to my trip and I come back, I was going to do
I'm
that.
Asking you, what do you want right now? If you could have anything right now, what would it be, sir?
Saying that right now.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and hang up on you because you bullshit.
You know,
you're a fucking shame.
Your Adam's apple dropped into your stomach.
I just cannot believe this motherfucker said that.
I mean,
shit.
I don't.
Why are you scared?
I'm trying to. All right.
Say something.
Call that motherfucker right now. Tell her let's get him.
Got your tongue?
Yeah, you ain't scared, big Dick McGriff. Call her right now and let her know I got a few hours right now. Why don't we go and get a room?
Let me see.
I just can't believe I don't.
Is that call gonna end again or like what's the whole?
No, we gonna wait for you. You better hurry the fuck up. It don't take long. You is bullshitting. You acting like taking 20 seconds to call her.
Call her, switch it over, and do your
call her, switch over, man. Don't waste our time. We got calls, man. Come on.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready.
All right.
Shit's so hard.
Trigonometry.
Color, shapes, and numbers.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yo. Didn't pick up.
How do you know it didn't pick up?
She didn't pick up.
Did you hear a voice message?
Yeah.
Then fucking call that bitch back. When you hear the voice message, click that motherfucker over and leave her a goddamn message and let her know that you're trying to do something tonight. Call you. Stop running from this shit. Call her. Voice message. 555-5555. You click over, and when we hear the beep, you tell her, I want to get with you tonight. Let's get into something tonight. Call me. If not, I'm moving on. Fucking wasting our time. Excuse me?
Bullshit,
dog. Man, dog.
Go ahead and move on if y'all want to.
Hey, 843. Just hang up on us. Do something manly.
I mean, y'all want me to call her tonight or what? That's what I'm
saying. You scary as fuck, motherfucker. We told you to call her. We told you to call her. And you said she got voice message. So leave her a goddamn voice message. That's what men do. Oh, geez, Chuck. God, geez, I can't hear her no more. Like, her voice message came.
Don't worry, hear your voice.
The fuck? What's wrong with y'all?
What you doing right now?
I'm laying down.
You laying down?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about going to a telly right now. What you want?
Huh?
I'm thinking about going to a telly right now. What you want?
A telly?
Mm-hmm.
What that is?
A hotel.
I got to work in the morning.
What time?
9.
Shit, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough.
Good enough for work, because I ain't getting up. Because I'm tired. I had school this morning, had to work, and I tired.
You say you're tired and everything, but I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of talk right now.
What?
I'm hearing a lot of talk right now, man.
You saying a lot of talk. I told you I'm tired. I leaned out. I haven't gotten up since. I leaned out. I took a nap earlier. Only time I got up was the wash.
Alright, man. I'm going to see you when I get back.
Alright.
Yo, y'all in?
Alright, 843, listen to me, man. How old did you say you were? How old did you say you were? Okay, what the fuck is a telly? What is a telly to an older woman? What is a telly to an older woman?
You're using slang.
What is a telly to an older woman?
You're talking to her like one of the guys.
Come on, man. See, you. Okay, listen. If you understand, if you would have done this hours ago, you could have been fucking. Do you realize that? If you just would have done this a few hours ago, you could have been smashing. But here's the thing. If she's tired, okay, then you know what? Hey, look, I got to wait. I get an IOU from you. You know what I mean? So when you come back, yeah, you better take that five-hour energy when I call you because I don't want to hear I'm tired next time. But I understand that you're tired, and I respect that. So you go ahead and get some rest, and we'll keep going. You can't talk to them like they're in high school. It's a grown-ass woman, man. The fuck is a telly, man? I can't keep loving. Why would you say that to a woman?
I was in the moment, man. My bad, man.
Ain't no moment, dude.
I feel you. I need this. Real talk.
And what is all this?
Yeah, do you hear that in your speech when you talk like that?
We hear what?
Yeah.
Damn, I was saying all that?
Man,
saying a lot of none.
lot of nothing.
That's
One plus one.
Yeah. Two. Apple pizza.
But no, Ty, what's your whole criticism? Cause
it's failed, motherfucker.
Listen. In your assessment of how she was, you weren't considerate, or just come, even though you got work in the morning, even though you're tired.
Exactly.
Not. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Come on. Listen. I know you're tired. We're gonna go to a spa at a hotel. We're gonna create our own spa. We're gonna create our own peace. I know you had a long day. You're a hard worker. I like that about you. I love that about you. You know what I'm saying? You talking shit like that. You're making her feel good about the fact that she's tired. You're leading her to getting out and going with you. If you want to press that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, you just left it there. Like she told you that and you left it there. You ain't taking nowhere. You just what time you work? Nigga, she work when she work, right?
You sound like you didn't care. What you fucked up is when you knew she was tired. See, that's the thing y'all got to recognize. And like,
you got to catch it.
Yeah, catch that shit. You know what? Hey, look, I'm going to get some lotion. I'll warm it up. I'll give you a full, nice body massage. I know you've been on your feet. And I'll make sure I give you a nice foot massage that you'll love. You'll realize that you made the right decision. By the way, I'm going to rub that feet, rub your legs, and rub you down. But you like, well, I got to work. Well, anyway, fuck with
Listen,
you.
I'm going to come pick you up. You'll be ready.
Yeah, that's wrong with y'all, yo. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, hearing y'all. Now go ahead.
Y'all got to learn how to listen. Listen.
You're right.
She's telling you everything you need to know, and all you gotta do is take that, like Ty was saying, and you could have swung that.
Use
shit.
It. Yes. Swing momentum, bro.
Yes. Y'all don't.
Everything she say, it, like the cops, right? Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Yes.
On her end, though. Not mine. Because right, everything I say will, can, and lead somewhere.
It's going to lead like a mother.
But on her end, anything she say can and will be used again. But for
it's
her.
This is weird.
What's weird?
It's just weird. Meeting? After the call, meeting? Oh, this is getting caught. Like, I'm catching on this now. Like, wow. There's just like.
What's
it was
weird?
Just like I was just missing it. I said that I was missing everything, but after the call, like, I'm catching it now.
Because
and
you're,
fact, surface, y'all catching it,
because you're a surface learning. Dweller. Because you don't got no game. Because you ain't trying to learn game, man.
That's
this
right.
was easy,
That's
man. Right. I can't tell you how
Come
many.
On,
I'm sure
man.
Todd can tell you. Can't tell you how many women that would say, you know what, I'm tired, but, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time. And you know what, don't worry. I'm going to take a quick shower, and I'll be there. I miss you and everything, and this is my opportunity. I don't want to miss this shit. Cause I know how you are. I know you're no means going to find the next one that will. And you know what? I'm a little tired, but I know you're gonna take care of this pussy. And they don't come see you, dog. That's what they do. When I call, listen. You pick up the phone, and say, "Look, I'm on my way." You don't hear no. Oh, can we do it tomorrow? Or I just don't feel it. You know they say, "Oh, it's okay."
You gotta be that guy. You gotta be her peace, bro. You gotta be her energy raiser, her reason she smiled, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't be mumbling words. Hey, listen, young man, listen real quick before we grab you, before we go. I understand you're 19. I understand you're 19.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's fine. I get you're 19. But now you're in. Think about the AAA farm system versus being in the professionals. You're no longer in high school. The rules have changed. Women do not want to hear any high school ass, ebonic ass talking. Because here's the thing. What if you're dealing with a woman that's taking a bar exam or trying to be a doctor? She want to hear that shit. Unless she wants some bottom of the barrel hood ass. Yeah, you got to listen. You don't try to be cool. Cool is not. Hey, you know, like, that's not cool. That's not cool to women.
Right.
You know what cool is? Cool is a motherfucker that's going to tell her what to do. That's what cool is.
For
See
sure.
what I'm saying? And articulate what you're saying. Because if she has to say, what does that mean? Oh, you are lost, man.
I feel that. Hey, man, for real, though. Steve, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate everything that you said. For real.
Motherfucker. What just me was Uncle Ty.
Brother, what you gotta realize is you're either leading or annoying.
Are you following?
Oh, woo!
Ooh-wee. I'm not even gonna give it no other option, bro. Ooh,
no option. Because
anytime you know you walk on eggshells, you bullshit, you don't say it with your chest, you know what I'm saying? What you do is you give her this impression of why are you bothering me? What do you want? What do you want to do? What do you want to say? And when you kind of bitch around saying it, like when she said that, when you bullshit around that point of like when she said, "Oh, I'm tired. I got to work tomorrow." But can you tell her what to do? Can you get her out of her bed? Can you get her to go to that telly? You know what I'm saying? We say telly where I'm from too. But can you get her to slide to that hotel and look forward to going? Because right now, in her mind, the best thing she could be doing is laying down, going to sleep, getting ready for work.
Caller. It's like, what you doing? What's up? I said, all right, look, I'm good for Saturday. Well, you didn't even ask. All right, well, I'll holler at you later. Take care. And then they'll call you back. Why'd you go so fast? Because I'm calling the next woman up to come spend some time with me. Why are you such a dick? What made me a dick? You said you're busy. I didn't say I was that busy, but can't you give a girl a chance to make other plans and arrangements? I want to see you. And that's just, I'm telling you, it's so easy to do, man. It's easy. It's just, all right, April, we got to grab the other calls, big dog. We appreciate you. Let's grab 267, then 201. 267, what's your question, brother?
Hey, what's up, Stevens? How you guys hearing?
Yes, sir. What's up?
I have a question on, like, defeating, like, the fear of, like, success. So, like, I would be trying to do something, like, setting something up, and then, like, I would almost, like, fall back to comfort
right.
because I don't feel like I deserve it.
All right. No. Caller. Like, this is very easy. But y'all will complicate it. I'm just going to say A, B, and C. Okay, let's just take A, B, C, okay? A, B, C.
Mm-hmm.
Before you pick up that fucking phone or grab that phone and send a text message to her, right? Not only do you know A, B, and C, but you have rehearsed A, B, and C to a point where you break it down to A1, A2, A3, A4, a square, a circle, a triangle, a red, a blue, a green, and then B1, B2, B3. That's when you rehearse. So there's never a thing that she can say. There's nothing that she can say or do because you can always lead her from the A to the B to the C. Your problem is you're not rehearsing and you have not even planned for the A, B, and C. Or excuse me, the B and C. And that's
Nicole, you know what happens?
Yeah. No, you're good.
You got to understand this important part about this whole planning A, B, C thing. Is that once you make this plan and rehearse it,
yes,
you can predict her next move because you're feeding her the cards to play.
Touch that. Ty.
So everything she does, you already knew she was going to do it because of what you did. Does that make sense? Caller, let me know if that does that make sense.
It makes sense.
Understand, like, completely. Completely. You already...
Like,
there's no fear of success, anxiety, performance. It's all as planned. When she said that, I knew she was. When I said that, I knew she was going to say that. Because of what I said and where I led her when we got there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So she's going to hit an A1 and A2, or she'll hit an A square or A red, whatever. She's going to hit something, but I know I already got the move already ready to go. I already know where to go, where this needs to go at. Your problem is you're falling back because you have not even worked on opening the damn door. You haven't even rehearsed what you're going to do to open the door. You haven't rehearsed your music, haven't rehearsed your lighting. You haven't rehearsed what you're going to do at the table, what you're going to do at the couch. How are you going to move from one spot to another? You haven't rehearsed when you walk her over and look at your nude artwork to talk about the this is a Taekwondo special. This is a beautiful piece of artwork. And let me tell you about the artwork. You know, what I love so much about this artwork is because I think with Taekwondo, was painting that painting. Do you feel the stroke, every stroke that he had of her body? Feel that, baby?
Mm-hmm.
This is what Ty was thinking when he doing. This is why I love that. You haven't even rehearsed that. That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. This is why y'all lose. It's, you got to before the performance, you've got to do the sound checks, the music, the mm-hmm. instruments. You got to make sure the lighting is correct. You got to make sure the seating is correct. You got to see, y'all guys think that, oh, it's just plug and play because that's what I watch in porn. Hey, how you doing, Julian? Boom, 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 and we're doing it. It don't work that way, man.
I have another question.
Okay, remember, while you're brushing your teeth, you rehearse. While you're sitting on the toilet, you rehearse. While you're fucking eating, you rehearse. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But do you understand where you go wrong? It's only because you're not going anywhere at all. That's it. What do I do? You should have already have been ready for that.
Yes. It's not even a what do I do, it's which one do I do. See that, caller?
And when.
And when do I? Yeah, I mean, I got options. I got so.
When, which one? Yeah. I mean, what card do I want to play today?
Do I want to make her cry today? Do I want to make her come today? Do I want to get her addicted to me today? Do I want her to feel some kind of way today? What do I want to do? Keyword is I. I'll call it real quick before you ask your question. Think of when you walk up on an anthill. You got the ant. You have three choices. You can walk past it. You can kick the mound over, or you can feed the ants, right? The ants have to just sit there and wait to see what the fuck you're going to do. They can't do nothing. They're just waiting. They're just going to wait to see what you're going to do. And you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, and they can't do nothing about it.
And if you set your foot on next to the hill, trying to fall in love with it, and them red ants bite your damn feet and then fucking have your ass itching.
You're like, well, what happened?
Y'all get all cozy and shit, start cuddling, start pillow talking. Oh, baby, we gonna have three kids.
We're
gonna just fall in love forever.
All right, man, what's your other question? What's your other question?
So this question is like, I'm not really sure if you guys, this is like your specialty or anything, but personally, I feel like I struggle in projecting my voice and like having like a little bit of a roar in my voice. Like, do you have any tips or any advice for that?
What are you talking about? With what?
My voice, like projecting my voice well. And
like, all right. Hey, baby, you sexy as fuck. Say that. I'm about to hang up on you. You know why? That's why I'm about to hang up on you, because you think of everything as a fucking joke.
Yup. I just about to say it, man. You think this is a game, man.
The thing. I'm trying to help you, and you think it's a fucking joke. It's, no.
Mean it's what you say, or don't say it at all.
You asked for some help. We're trying to help you, and you giggling and shit like a girl and shit.
You blushing? You blushed when Steve said that?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Stop it.
I'll be serious. What should I say? Hey, baby, you look sexy as fuck.
Slow down. Do it again.
Hey, baby, you look sexy as fuck.
Damn, baby. You like mean that shit,
mean
bro.
Mean that shit, man. Like you, think of your words penetrating, cutting through their goddamn body and hitting her right in that fucking emotional thing that she had. You're hitting that motherfucker.
Damn, baby, you look sexy as fuck.
Nah, too animated. Yeah, maybe you're the two sides of that.
All
right, man, we're going to let you go. You giggling too much, man. Good luck. You don't want to learn.
Yo,
man.
What's
we're
up, man?
Back, man. We, this is what I'm saying, man. This is the shit we try to tell y'all, man. That's why we so smooth with it, because even though Ty and I are laughing right now, we can always shift that. Hey, what's going on, girl? How you
quickly.
Doing? What's up, baby?
Quickly.
Quickly. But y'all think it's a joke. And y'all see why we win? Because you got to be able to shift that shit down in a moment's notice. You know what I'm saying? We have that damn, yeah.
Goofy as hell, bro.
Hey, man, that's why I didn't want to fuck with y'all. 718, what's your question, man? What's up?
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so boom, feel me? So I started this job, right? And I got this, like, coworker. And I just started to, like, this is, like, my first day. And so when I'm on break, right, boom, I'm going to, she, like, she bad as hell. So I'm
on
break.
How old are you?
I'm
sorry?
19.
Before I hang up on you, because I feel like you're joking around, I just why are you pulling away from your phone? I feel like you're playing around. I don't think you're serious. I feel like I'm about to hang up.
And out? My bad. Nah, I didn't know that.
Let me ask you a question. Why the fuck? What is your question? Just ask a question. I don't want to hear about the chick. What is your question?
So my question is, like, how can you tell the difference between, like, a girl being nice or, like, she's flirting?
Okay.
Because I have a hard time, like, telling the difference.
You're looking for signs, signals, and choosing signals. And what else do y'all call it?
Oh, all that goofy shit. She ain't flirting with you, brother. She's not. I'm telling you right now. She's not flirting with you. She's just being nice to you because you're a nice, casual loser. She's not flirting with you. I'm serious. I'm serious. You laugh all you want, but she believe me, they're not. Why do you think they would flirt with you when you don't even know what the fuck to do?
What do you mean?
On her.
Why are you assuming I don't know what to do?
Let's say we told you something, right, and you was like, oh, shit, so this whole time she was flirting. Now I can do something.
You don't know what to do. You're very,
Nah,
what?
It's not even like on that tip. It's like sort of.
Oh, it is on that tip.
Like, cause this is my first time meeting her, so
how
I don't want to. You know.
You listen. She's not flirting with you. She's being nice. Period. And every woman you see at your job that smiles and waves and talks to you, are just being nice to you. Nobody's trying to fuck you. Okay.
You don't set the
tone. Nah, but it wasn't just that. It wasn't just saying hi. This and that.
Oh,
earth.
My God. Like, do not poop on car. Talk about the whole hey, subtitle. Subtitle. Loser. She doesn't want you. What part don't you understand?
Yeah.
I had to tell him in Klingon. Yeah. Don't you understand, man?
So it makes you a loser for not being able to tell the difference between flirting and not.
Try to chloroform her face in the pataya chained up
chained open the trunk.
Chunga.
Oh my.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. We were talking about stuff. What'd you say now, sir? What'd you say? You want to know what now?
Yo, that is funny as shit, dog.
Caller, what?
That's funny as shit.
Caller. You think they like you because they say hi to you?
That's funny as shit.
Oh, see, yeah, then that's why I was trying to explain the story before I got into it. She was like, just know the question.
Bro, would you? All right, go ahead, bro. We got you, gangy. We got you. Oh God, we got you.
So, what is your question?
I told you the question, but y'all making it seem like being a loser for asking that type of question. Is that what y'all are going?
Okay, let me show you guys a little
that question.
Okay, because you're going to always assume that when someone's being nice to you that they want to fuck you, and that's not the case.
No, just that's not what I was saying, though.
Okay,
please, I wasn't saying that, like, oh, because she's being nice to me, that's what I was saying, like,
oh,
well,
she
what is the difference?
Out? What do you mean,
no.
What's the difference? What's the difference between being flirty,
like,
and being nice?
Like, yeah, I was trying to, like, feel me, like, establish whether it was, like, flirting or being nice, because, like, when I went on my break, then she asked me to come sit with her, and this and that, and she was, feel me, taking up on my time, like.
No,
and
okay.
Then she,
a lot of women love gay best friends and losers to hang out with. Because they can feel
gay, bro.
Well, no, I'm serious. They want guys. No, wait. What? I'm serious. They want someone that they want to feel safe around. So she knew that.
Bro, you sound crazy right now, bro. You sound crazy.
But wait,
you
say,
sound
wait,
crazy, bro.
Okay, wait. You want me to lie or you want to?
Nigga just called me a gay best friend. You definitely lie, because I know for a fact she don't look at me as no gay best friend. You sound crazy.
No, wait. I'm not the one asking if she likes me or not by her fucking personality, am I? Am I? Are you the one calling and asking
but
us,
it wasn't.
Right? You're calling and asking us what the difference is. I'm trying to tell you what the difference is. When she told
you just try to, you try to be funny.
I'm not even laughing. I'm serious. I'm telling you. Look, dude. Do you
bro,
want
there's no way for me going to ask her whether or not I know a girl flirting or not to me be might be her gay best friend. That don't even sound logical.
Okay. I know it doesn't sound logical, surface dweller, because you ain't got no fucking game to see. That you ain't got no fucking game, and she's being nice to you because you know what? You're soft as fuck. She's hunting
Carla,
you.
You know what you're doing? Steve, I say your breath right now. You know what you're doing, Carla? You're reacting.
You're reacting.
Rather than making her react. That's it. Steve, what
okay.
You doing?
That's it. But he don't know what to do. Look. He's a guy that goes to he goes to the department store because every time he goes, he knows the woman's going to smile and be nice to him. And just like that caller before,
nah.
He was interested in him.
Nah, it's not even that. It was just like, she was just, because I know, I've been around a lot of girls so my own, like, tell me so. It's like, she was being nice, but it's like,
okay.
She was taking up a lot of my time. Like, she wanted,
right,
she was investing time, but.
All right, Carla,
people that, you know, that still might be nice.
Caller, I got you. Listen to me when I was at work. And listen, the women I was fucking at the job didn't want me sitting next to them because they didn't want anybody to have any rumors that we were fucking. So we just saw each other. We just saw each other nodded. They never went to the break room and said, hey, Steve, come sit next to me. They wouldn't do that. Because I had a reputation of being a ladies' fucking man, and anybody I was sat around, they would always be rumors. So what the ladies would do is that, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to ask you to sit next to me, but I'll look, I'll wink, I'll smile. But if she's asking you to sit the fuck down, caller, she ain't trying to fuck you. Does that ring a bell now?
Because guess what? Rather than asking questions, you could be leading to answers.
This is my first time meeting, so I see what you're saying with the whole, like, oh, if she really wanted me, she wouldn't be trying to make it hard or whatever. I see what you're saying with that, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it don't have to be that necessarily, because this is my first time meeting her, and she didn't even know my name. Like, it was like I get to know conversation.
Wait. What do you think that? Tell me. Are you in love or some shit, motherfucker? What is that woman to you? Tell me.
No.
Why do you give a fuck? Tell me why you give a fuck. You give a fuck. So what? You in love with her or some shit?
That's real nigga shit, chat.
Yeah, I see. It wasn't like.
Well, no. Let's get to the bare bones of it. You in love with that motherfucker? You don't even know that motherfucker. So what? So what, because she asked you to sit down? What, you want a fucking cookie? What, you want a trophy or some shit? The fuck you want?
Nah, you got to be, like, in that situation to, like, understand where I'm coming from.
Wait,
because she was asking the way she was talking.
Every situation you talk about, I've been in there several times. Several times over. Every situation you're talking about, I've been in several times over. So I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Be in that situation. Because when I'm sitting and someone asks me to come over and sit with them, you know why they won't do that with me? They won't ask me to come sit over there. Because if they ask me to come sit over there, we're going to be fucking eventually. Because that's the thing of rumor about me. They don't ask me to sit over there. Because they know we're going to be fucking if we do that shit. Because I'm not you.
Chat, y'all tweaking, chat. No, listen, Steve. At this point, we need to hear his answer and his thoughts on it. Because otherwise, we'll just keep, you know.
Yeah, all right. What are your thoughts, caller? Go ahead.
Yeah, what's your reception on this so far?
I see what y'all are saying. Like, you gotta, like, if it was that, then it would be obvious. Is that what y'all trying to say?
Say it again.
Like if she really wanted to fuck with me and this and that and the third, like, it would be obvious. Is that what y'all like trying to say?
Looking for signs and, bro, look to yourself. Lead her, and then if she ain't with it, she'll say, "No, thank you. No, I'm good."
Okay, I'll call her.
And not
okay.
and the problem with that is, feel me? This is still somewhere I'm working, so I don't want to ask. I don't want to like.
How you?
Like
no. You're not with it, but you already got it. You already know what you want the moment you saw her.
No,
or before you
saw
her. Every girl has nothing to do with her. You don't get that, though. It's less about her and more about you.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying I'm working on where I'm saying I'm working with, like, literally at the job where, so me, like, I don't want to come up with, like, this flirting and this and that because, you know, that's still a work street, so I don't want to make shit weird. But if that's what she want to do with it, I'm with it. But feel me? Because at the end of the day, she's a female. So you don't want to make shit weird while you're working with them.
You're making it weird. Call her. You're making it weird. And you don't call her. Listen. Let me explain the politics of the job, okay?
No, that's crazy.
It's kind of like high school, okay? The job is full of cliques, okay? You got the smoking clique. You got the girls clique. You got the guys hanging out. You got the gossipy motherfuckers. It's full of a bunch of animals in the Serengeti, okay? A lot of people don't share or put their business out on the street like that because if they're trying to fuck you, they're not going to make it obvious. They don't want people to, they'll say this, Taekwondo, you know what? I'm going to lunch at 11:30. You going to lunch? Well, hey, let's meet at the park or let's meet somewhere where we're away from the job so nobody, wandering eyes, can't see us. Because if you have game and you're with a woman and people know you have game, they're going to start rumors. And
they do.
And all
they do.
Yes. And you got,
they'll start to assume you fucked her before you might have even fucked.
Yeah. Caller, does that make
sense? And even so, bro, it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's advised against fucking with girls at your job, but you also got to realize, can you even handle that? Because, see, I was messing with chicks when I had my job. I was flirting with them. They was at work, chicks, bada boom, bada bang. But I knew how to do it in a way where it was order in the court. It wasn't getting messy. It wasn't leaking over into my life, arguments and fights and all this weird shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Got it.
Yeah, that's what my, like, main, like, objective is, to not make it like that. You know, I don't want that shit to come out of hand. That's why I was just trying to keep it cool, feel me? But I see where y'all coming from, though, like, with the whole, you're going to know, like.
But you have to be careful, okay, because you don't see it. I want you to see what you talked about. You said the woman doesn't even know anything about you, but she asked you to come over and sit down, okay? That's what you're riding on. There is the weird, creepy. Okay, you remember that, what's that, Office? You remember, ever see that movie, Office Space? You ever see that movie, Office Space? Okay, well, it's a movie called Office Space, and there was this guy with glasses that always talks about his red stapler. I was like, I want my red stapler. Where my red stapler at? Where my red stapler? I got my red stapler like this. And he was a weird motherfucker of the office and shit.
Excuse me, miss?
Yeah, the red stapler.
Excuse me, miss?
The red stapler.
All right, bro. Go ahead and say what you got to say and be about what you're about, man.
Yeah, man.
And don't give yourself another choice. That's it. Don't let yourself bitch out. Don't let you want it. You want it. Go get it. And she going to feel that from you. Because listen, I ain't going to lie, bro. When I was at Jobs and I was surrounded by women, I was a whore.
Oh, it's great.
I was a whore, bro. But they went with the game. I was going to flirt with them. In fact, it might have been abnormal if it was a girl I didn't flirt with, just because I just love to flirt. I just love to talk. I just couldn't help myself. You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't do this in a way where it was like, well, you know, I don't want to make it weird. I just was me. I could flirt and be friendly.
Yeah.
I could flirt and maintain, you know, boundaries and respect that we at the job. And because
yeah.
I might just have a conversation with her, and how I talk to her, and how I listen, and just how we talk. I already can pivot off that. Oh, well, listen, take my number down so you know about it. And that's it.
Yeah, and the best thing for
that's
me,
because
I had to take 2 buses from work, the secretaries always loved to give me rides home. Because we weren't riding home. We was riding to meet a fuck.
Hey, Steve, I had this girl have her mom pick me up and drive us to work one day. Her mom came and got me. Her and her mom. She used to take me home and listen, because the thing you find out about chicks sometimes, a lot of times, like, them girls, like, back when I was in high school and shit like that, like, when I was, like, 17, 18, the chicks was on their shit more than guys, for real, for real.
Yep.
So you'll be messing with a chick, she got her license, she got a car, she got 2 jobs. You know what I'm saying? They was on their shit back then, so I ain't have Will back then, but she, you know what I'm saying, she got me straight. She got me right. Really, girl.
Yeah, man, but so you
she just got older too. She like 22 or something.
She older.
That ain't older. That is
not
older, bro. That is a joke.
No, I was saying she older.
It doesn't. Okay.
But I wouldn't
because
it's
like certain girls.
From perspective of now, I was talking about when I was in high school.
Yeah, I was fucking with older girls too at your age. That's what I'm saying. I was fucking with older women.
I wouldn't even consider a 22-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's
older.
Not even older. That's just a chick that's 22 in my eyes.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it's some girls out here like because she know I'm 19, and you know I told her, and you know she's 22, so it's like you automatically out the way just because you. It's some. I'm not saying older.
No, you're
like
out
that,
of the
know,
way
know,
because you're talking. Okay, caller, you're out of the way because you're talking to a fucking woman about your age. What the fuck, you? Wait, well, I'm
not about my age. She just asked me what age I am. I'm not about to lie. For me, I'm not about to.
No,
you know, listen. All right, caller. Let's get to a conclusion for this call so we can give everybody else the same amount of respect at their time, you know what I'm saying? So let's hit your boom. Let's hit your revelation moment. Yeah, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that shit. All right, this is my question.
Nah, I mean, that's it. I mean, if y'all feel like, you know, it's some sucker shit to, like, wonder if she's flirting with me or not, then, hey, that's what
it is.
I'm not
asking
or not.
You know what she's doing?
Right.
Rather than, just ask yourself, what else could I be thinking about rather than was that flirting or was that friendly? What else could you be doing and thinking about?
Nah, I got other shit.
Why you want to answer the question?
What else could you be focused on?
What else could you be doing?
The bag, you know, career.
Nah.
There's other things that I was just...
Oh, fuck her. I'm going to just focus on my purpose. No. She's in the picture. You're thinking about her. What else could you be doing? You could be flirting. You could be talking.
Oh, you're talking about what her?
What?
You're talking about, like, what I could be doing with her.
No, with fucking Yoda from Star Wars, my nigga.
No, because when you were saying, like, what other I could be focused on, I thought you meant, like, outside of her.
Wanna
you're saying, what
do you
want
to do? You want her? Do you want her?
Shit. I guess, yeah.
You guess?
Oh, my God, bro.
I was saying, man. You ain't ready.
It's, like, it's different for me, feel me? Because it's, like, that's somebody I work with.
It's so different. She, I guess, kind of look. Is she like a 5 or a 4?
I guess.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie. Like out of 10, she probably like a 8, 7.5.
So
feel me? She look good, but at the end of the day, I put like the
that's
area
one.
When
I just asked you some question. I said, do you want her or not? You
couldn't
even say
bro,
yes.
I want her, bro. Keep it back. Now I'm keeping it back. I want her. Keep it back.
That's all, gang. That's all you got to do. Because if you fucking with her, you can't even keep it real with me. How you supposed to keep it real with her? And then how she supposed to respond to the fact that you want her? So she probably wants you too. But she probably scared or shy, too shy to do it. So she got to try to be nice or find ways to flirt. And you don't know how to pick up on these signs. So guess what? You keep fucking around too long. Guess what she going to do? Women are very fragile when it comes to these kind of things. Either she going to be bold enough to keep chasing you, excuse me, and keep making it more obvious, or she going to sit on her fucking hands and cut off her nose to spite her face. And she'll just fuck around and just go mess with another guy and say, you know what, he don't want me, so I don't want him.
How did you know she was 22?
No, she was just not, because when I went sit down and asked her, she asked for my age and I asked for her.
She asked you first? She asked you first?
Yeah, she asked me first. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dog, all you had to do is say, you know what?
Oh,
I'll tell you how old I am at lunch. I'll tell you how old I am when we go to lunch. She asked how old you were because it sounded like she was interested in you. But one thing, let me tell you something, young man. Never ask a woman her age. Don't ever do that again. That's like asking how many guys she sleep with. Don't ever ask her that. Yeah, don't ask her that shit.
So I sold the bag.
Favorite position.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Nah.
How you like
I wasn't even trying to, but look, listen, the thing is, I wasn't even trying to be one of those flirtation shit because I just met her, so
why aren't
my coworker, I don't know.
Funny,
she was
right?
Like,
why weren't you? You want her, right?
You just said you wanted her.
Right, but I'm saying this is somebody like I just work with, so I'm taking
then
it. I don't
why
know
are you even calling us? Okay. Why are you even calling us with this shit if you work with her? You work with her. You shouldn't even be calling us right now. What are you calling us for?
Because it's not even. It's not
you
even
can't
just,
even
like,
stand on what you want, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Because I called because this is just the situation I'm in now, but it was just like for all situations. Like, you know, you meet people that could be nice, but you don't know if they flirt. And that's just something personally that I'll struggle with. Like, if,
just
like
so
to know when to take that next
step. Hey, listen. The way you are, just go to work, do your job, and go home. Just do your job, go home. Don't say nothing to these women. I don't know why you're laughing.
What you
don't.
Like,
I'm just saying, because dude, I'm being honest with you. Just do your job. Don't leave the women alone. Just do your work and go home. Do your work and go home. You're going to turn into a creepy motherfucker, dog.
Nah, bro. I'm far
bro,
from
nothing.
Creepy, bro. Kelly.
Bro, nothing.
Yo, wait. Says the guy that can't recognize a fucking woman and when she asks you your age and you didn't know that there might be some interest there? What do you think she asked your age for?
What you think she was doing a survey?
Right, yeah. What was she doing? Why do you think she asked you your age? Did she want to know if you could get
the key? Y'all was just saying I could be the gay best friend for her wanting to deal with me. But now it's, oh,
didn't
why
know he was old enough
gay?
To join a role?
Nah, bro. That's where I disagree with y'all. Because I went from me might being the gay best friend to now is why she asked
for
the age.
Call her. As soon as you said, how old are you? You're done. It's like, I know you are, but what am I? I mean, you're done.
Dog, she probably thought you was 14.
she thought you were coming to visit because it was a student parent day where they could bring their kids to the job.
Are you lost, little boy? No, that is crazy, man.
Do you understand that you can't reply a question with a question? This isn't high school. Which my favorite color was your favorite color. I like jelly.
I see what y'all saying.
Yo, bro, just stand on what you are.
For real.
Stand on, like, you knew she looked good when she asked you how old you was. That was your chance.
That was it.
Could have been in the guts, but how long ago she asked you that?
What you mean how long? That was Sunday.
Where you work at, man? Where you work at, man? I mean not where you work, but what's the company? Not where you work, but what company you work for?
I work for a restaurant downtown New York.
Okay, my brother, listen, this is how you got to do things, all right? When you get back to work, is there a mail room there?
Is there a what?
A mail room.
A mail room?
Okay. Caller.
A bathroom?
I didn't say bath. I say mail. Male.
A room for men? A male room? I don't know what that is.
Okay, sir. Okay, my God. Okay, all right, look. Okay. All right, look. Right, stop, T. Right. A male room is not a male room with men. A male room is a place that they distribute mail to the company. Mail, not guy, mail. Like, you know, you go to your mail.
Oh, M-A-I-L.
Did you say M-A-L-E?
I don't know what you were talking about. You said mail room. Like, what the hell is a mail? I thought you were talking about a bathroom.
You never heard of a mail room before? My God.
A mail room? Yeah, but we were talking about a restaurant. I think I was at a restaurant.
Are you telling me?
All right, so what were you saying? What were you saying about the mail room?
What I'm saying is find the mail room. Bring some donuts to the mail room, the guys that work in the mail room, and get the lay of the land because they know everything that's going on. They know who the sluts are. They know who going to fuck. They know who the crazy bitches are, and they know the ones to stay away from. They know everything. They know the whole heartbeat of the company. But you never heard of a mail room before? Okay, where are you working at? What do you do? What do you do?
I work downtown in a restaurant in New York.
Okay, so you're in a restaurant. Then you need to go to the dishwashers or the busboys or the waiters.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, what the hell is a mail room and a restaurant have to do with each other?
Okay, well, we didn't know you. We can't read your mind. I didn't know you was working in a restaurant.
That's why I said it. I thought you heard me. My bad.
So what you got to do is that, look, the busboys and the dishwashers can tell you everything you need to know about all the damn waitresses and waiters. So you had a waitress come up to you that was 22, sat down, and asked you how old you were,
right?
She's
not even a waitress. She's a host. She's a host. She's not a
host. All right. Let me explain something to you. Okay. Because I was working like a few jobs, like Taekwondo. I'm always hustling. Like when I was his age, I was doing all this shit. He was doing this shit. So I was working in a mall doing like setting up the mannequins and shit. And it was a 29-year-old, the manager, okay? She was 29. Mm-hmm. I was 24. She asked me, because she was dead on my ass. She wanted to fuck. That's why she asked how old I was. She was dead on my ass. But she asked what I was, but not necessarily how old I worked, but she just started talking to me and she knew, you know, you need a ride home, just let me know and all this other stuff. I knew she wanted to fuck. But where you went wrong is that chick, the hostess, she saw you and there was interest. She was like, you know what? I could probably throw that pussy on that little motherfucker. That's the problem she thinks. She said, you know what? I probably fuck the shit out of that little motherfucker. I could probably throw it on him. You know what? I'm going to throw some at him and see what he going to do. Let me see where his mind is at. Because if I give him the pussy, I can't give the pussy to a guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing because he's going to fuck everything up because maybe I got a man or maybe I don't want this business out on the street. So as soon as she said how old you are and you said and you answered and you asked how old she was, she realized she can't fuck with you because you're still immature. Does that make any sense?
Damn, just like that?
Just
or
like
do you know you're immature?
I didn't think it was that quick. Feel me? I thought I had some time.
Women are fast. They're fast. They're going to fuck. They're fucking. When I was a dishwasher, I used to be dishwasher at Red Lobster. I always hustled, man. I worked. When I was a dishwasher, man, I was fucking the waitresses, the hostesses. I would go out there. Hey, I would pay the waiters, that if there was a chick, even with her fucking parents, I would take off my fucking apron. I'd go out there. I'd say, excuse me, sir, how you doing? My name is Steve. How you doing, sir? Yes, can I speak? Can I have a word with your daughter? I don't give a fuck what they were, parties, whatever. I would go after what the fuck I wanted. I was fucking all them motherfuckers. So I'm saying that, look, and I was a young buck. I was young. I was like high school and working on the side job. And I was fucking the older chicks. Because I was mature.
Right. Now, I do feel personally there's a level of maturity that I got to get established. So I see where y'all coming from, but
don't know, man. I might still shoot my shot when I see her.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's over.
All right, next caller, next caller. All
right,
next
yeah,
call,
we got to get, yeah, let me get to the next call. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Call.
No
yeah,
way.
Next call, yeah, yeah. Next, he just hung. Yeah, this yeah, yeah. Yeah, he asked for where my stapler at. 973, what's,
guy.
Yeah, we tried, man. 973, what's your, how can we help you, sir?
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir, what's up?
So, I wanted to ask, like, how do you be direct with a girl without being vulgar?
Oh, you have, wait, who's the girl? Tell, you got one right now you're talking to?
No, I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Like,
wait, okay, then how does a
bitchy,
squirrel, right, how does
I'm
a squirrel.
I'm just saying for like.
Well, how do I smile
like,
at a squirrel that runs in front of my fucking yard then? I mean, why are you talking about shit you won't even have?
No, because I'm saying like, because let's say I'm talking to a girl. You don't just tell her.
You to one,
oh,
or
I'm just trying
say,
to fuck.
Oh, we. Oh, wait. How old are you? How old are you, sir?
I'm 22.
Okay. Don't you realize, like we told the last guy, that these women. You want to know why they fuck older motherfuckers like me? You want to know why they fuck older motherfuckers like me? Because I know how to handle myself around women, and I don't need to say I want to fuck you. Let's fuck and you up this cock and all that shit that y'all.
Like, yeah, that is that what you meant by? Be direct without being vulgar. Do you think you listen, bro?
Yeah, because I mean, obviously,
slow down, brody. You don't even gotta talk about sex to make her think about sex.
Thank you.
You don't even have to talk about sex to fuck.
Ooh.
And that's not being indirect.
That's not.
Not at all.
Not at all. Saying hello.
That's
my
problem. I don't got that.
People's like, okay.
I mean, that's my problem. Like, I can't like.
If I do that,
I find myself beating around the bush.
Give us an example. Just give us an example, real quick. All right, what you see a girl, and what do y'all start talking about? Not a girl, but a young lady. What do y'all talk about? How's it go?
So I'll be like.
You'd be
what's
like,
up?
My
name is such and such. Nah. I'd be like, what's up? My name is such and such. And then we get in a conversation. I'll be like,
conversation about what?
Just, I mean, if I'm out on the street, I'm interested. I want to get your number so we could talk later. But
talk
are
about
you talking
what?
About like if I'm texting?
Wait, you get a number, but talk about what?
Just get to know her.
Get to know what? What do you want to get to know?
Like how she is as a person to see if I like her or not.
You just said you want to fuck. Wait, didn't you just say in the beginning of this, you just want to fuck though, right? So what is all this get to know shit for?
I mean, I'm.
Wait, what you mean what?
I mean, at the same time I do, but it's like.
No,
it's
okay.
Not. I'm not just going to. Wait, but I'm not just gonna associate like
you're,
with
okay,
anybody. It's like I want to see if I
here.
Like mess
okay.
with them first.
But mess with them how?
Poke them in the arm.
Ali Ali oxen free tag. You're it. And mess with them how?
This is like for who they are, like because like
what,
if the chemistry is there.
What determines chemistry to you?
When you like on the same page with each other, like yeah, like having good conversations with each other.
A lot of women have a lot of great things in common with their gay best friends. That's why they're fucking friends because they have a lot in common, and they can talk to their friend. See, a woman can't talk to Taekwondo the way she talks to her friend because she trusts Taekwondo and starts to tell him the shit that she doesn't tell the other guy. See, she tells him the things that nobody knows. But she keeps everything on the surface with you. How's your day? How are
you?
We
think y'all got things in common because
yeah.
I listen to the same music.
Yeah.
I was born on the same mom. You know her favorite movie genre. What else? What else are some things
yeah.
that y'all
y'all
think
drink
are...
the same coffee. Y'all go to the same Starbucks every day. Dude, do you take you... Why are you looking for things in common? Because you think that's going to get you a pussy?
Nah, it's just, like I said, like, I feel like it's better to get to know them and then.
But you just said you just want to fuck them, though. You didn't say you want to get to know them.
Nah, like I would want to do both.
Okay. See, wait a second. Do you want to get to know them or do you want to fuck? I mean, which one is it? Do you want to get to know them?
Like
fuck them? Or I mean, what is it? Because.
Yeah.
But what do you want to get to know to fuck them though? What do you need to know?
Okay, I mean,
what do you need to know?
What do you need to know?
I mean, like I said, like I just want to, it's just me
tell
figuring them out.
Wait, no, tell me how you feel. Wait, let me know how you feel. How do you feel? you feel what? What do you feel right now? Tell me. What do you feel?
If I feel like there's somebody that likable, maybe I could push it farther. But like.
Wait, but you just said
she's likable. That's fuckable to you.
I'm trying to say like my thing is like I'll talk to a girl. My
about
thing
what?
Is I'll talk to a girl.
Okay, but okay, about what?
I mean, just getting to know them and then taking.
Well, but what are you trying to get to know? I'm not being a dick here. I'm just showing you what's going on. What are you trying to get to know? What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to see like where they head at. Like,
wait.
If they on the same.
Oh, you show them where your head is at.
Thank
bro.
You, T. God damn it! Did you hear
I
that?
I mean, since when have you seen a lion with a clipboard?
Hey, zebra. Hi, Mr. Zebra. Hey, well, tell me how the grass tastes. Oh, yeah. How many kids do you have?
Come here often?
What is up with that dog? Listen, this is what T's saying. You're doing it all wrong.
You're playing a game you don't need to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying, like, I shouldn't ask her, like, get to know her? Like,
How should I go? Okay. You're. I have a feeling. Let's be honest. You're asking a bunch of questions, right? Right.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not fucking, because you think by asking her questions to think that you think that she's gonna like you more because you're pretending to be interested in her life when she knows you don't give a fuck and all you want to do is fuck her. She knows this.
She's just running through the motions.
Exactly.
Man.
She not only does she know how you want to fuck her, she knows the ways you want to fuck her. She's like, wow, I'm just gonna let him. Hey, you know what happens? This is what she do. She'll see you and she's like, damn, you know what? I could probably suck his dick, or I could kiss him, or whatever she wants to do to you. But I'm gonna let him talk himself out of the pussy. What you do for a living? Where was your last boyfriend? Well, what colors do you like? Why are you asking shit that you don't give a fuck about?
I mean, I feel like it depends, like, if I'm actually, like...
What do you feel again?
If I like, kind of like what she into and, like, we on, like, relatable.
Example, what is she into that you like?
So, like, let's say, I'm in the spirituality, and I also,
well,
like...
you ain't the spirituality one to fuck outside of wedlock, so you ain't no spirituality. Come on, let's not get there. You ain't in that shit.
No, I didn't say that. I'm like Christian.
That you, just from your speech, right, it's clear that you're trying rather than being.
Yep, trying to prove
it's
an impression.
It's that simple.
Yep.
Whether I can say, whether I'm going to just be like, all right, trying to prove and impress and trying to do this and trying. When you just are, bro, you interact with her as she is. So this whole idea of, well, I want to get to know her in order to fuck her. You're only doing that because that's what you think you have to do in order to fuck.
Yep.
Rather than just being the guy who fucks.
Yep. Because that's why you ain't fucking right now. You're trying to be something that you're not. You're
trying to be nice. I'm
right.
Trying to act nice, and she butter her up, and
yep.
Then
all that
she's going to open her legs.
Oh, She doesn't. You see, what you're doing is you're trying to be nice. You want to be the nice guy because in your mind, she's all you hear women do is complain about, man, I just wish I could find someone nice and someone that would listen to me and someone that can ask me questions. And I just wish, and then they're like, well, you know, that asshole. Yeah, I went over his house. So what? I sucked his dick and fucked him, but I still can't stand him. But I want a nice guy. And then you believe that bullshit. You believe in the Walt Disney fairy tale. So you came all Walt Disney. Hi. Hi, Minnie. Hello. Hi, Mickey. How are you doing? What are you going on? And what are you doing? That's all you did. And you think her pussy's wet answering boring. Do you know how many guys ask her questions like you every hour? Not day.
They're fooling her.
Every hour. They're fooling her. Man. So call it. Let's get into it. So you're asking these questions. Okay, you beg for a number. I know because you asked for a number because I know you ain't man enough to give yours. So you got her number. What's the first conversation like?
So I'll be like, what's up with you?
What's up with you? Okay.
Oh shit! I forgot you were talking about that. But yeah, I'll be like that. I'll be honest. I'll be like that.
Okay, you say what's up, and she's like, "Oh, nothing much. I'm just over here chilling." What you gonna say then?
I mean, if I don't know her, and this is my first time talking, I'll be like, "Well, just tell me about yourself. Like, what's the stuff you can do?"
Wait.
Call it. Catch this. Drawback. Drop your. Plan.
Oh my God.
Imagine you start off with telling her about when you saw her and when you approached her, leading to what you plan to do next. See how you could lead it any way possible. You could talk to her about aliens or calculus if you fucking wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what you want, you have to dictate your actions around that and getting what you want. Otherwise, what you're doing right now is just running through the motions. You're doing what you think you should be doing. Well, I should tell me about yourself. And then we'll play this role of I fake know you until I know you enough for you to open your legs.
Caller, why don't you tell her about yourself?
they never ask.
Did I say she has to ask?
No.
Only thing she will ask me is why I'm not asking questions about her, because I'm telling you about me. Because I'm the fucking opportunity. You're just an option. I'm showing you why you should be fucking me. I don't want to ask you any questions because, to be honest with you, I don't care about those things. I don't care about those things. I'm letting you know. Like, okay, give me an example. Tell me something that she said to you. Just give me one thing. One thing she said that is throwing you off. What did she say to you? One thing.
Like a girl in the past?
Yeah, what did you say?
No,
yeah,
fucking
God. Hold up, because, I had DM'd Ty a while ago, and it was
some
girl, because I had messed up.
What did she say? Something she said to you that threw you off.
All right, so what happened was, like, I was doing what you guys
were
doing.
What did she say?
I was beating around the bush.
So just say the line. Just say it.
What did she say?
All right. So she said, I told her what I wanted, and she said, I don't fuck with it. And then I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Wait, stop. What did you want? Wait, back up one step. What did you want?
Well, since I wanted.
What did you want?
I wanted.
What
friends, I said friends with benefits. I said friends with benefits.
Okay, back up. So what was said before that to make you say friends with benefits? What did she say?
She said, well, the thing is, I asked her, what do you think? That's where I messed up.
What do you think about what?
I messed up.
Let me tell you this. Guess what? You have two options here. You can lead her using what you think and get her to your point and to react to what you want. Or you can ask her what she thinks, play the safe game, and then try to guess or predict whether you're safe enough to say what you want to say. And guess what? This whole time, she can smell you from a mile away.
Mile away. Whew. For real, for real.
Well, he wants to say something, but he can't say it, so he's going to ask me this question that has nothing to do with anything and then pretend that he has nothing to say. And come on, bro.
And Carl, listen real quick. I understand this. The reason why you're failing is not just what you're saying. She knows you can't do shit in the bedroom. She knows you are very inexperienced. You're scary, and either you're gonna nut in 3 minutes, you won't be able to get it up, and you don't know where to put hole, what hole to put it in. and it shows off of how you're acting and talking. I'm telling you, that's why they ain't messing with you. See, when they hear Ty, you know the first thing they say, he can handle me. But here's the thing. On her level, but she doesn't know Ty is not on her level. See, she only goes to her edge. So in her mind, she hears Ty, she's like, oh yeah, he can handle me. But boy, did we, she don't even know you see with Ty. Right, like, that's what we talked about earlier. Ty be like, it's fucked up, girl. It's about to be fucked up. It's over. It's over. Because what you think you know, you don't know. Because when I get hold of you, I'm going to take what you know, and we're going to move that shit a few levels higher. And you're going to fuck you up. But see, you are going levels back. You're going backwards. You're going backwards. The way you're talking to them, why do you feel that way?
What do you think about friends with benefits?
Yeah, what do you think
about it? Well, I don't like it. And then you go, oh, well, me neither.
I don't. Yeah, because I want to act like you. I want to robot you.
Yeah, you know, because you don't like it, never mind. I won't even say it.
Who even
don't
asked?
You know, even if she didn't like it, or even if she's never did it before, you could be the guy that make that leads her to doing it.
But why do you?
I actually get a kick off of showing them things they've never been seen before.
Oh, that's great.
Getting them to do things they've never been comfortable enough to do before.
Yes.
Because a lot of these men don't allow them to explore their own sexuality and their own fantasies.
And call it, you ready with the crazy? Call it, this is the craziest thing. We don't even talk about fucking. They bring this shit up. I swear. Look, I just talk to them. All I do is talk. I don't ask for naked pictures, nude pictures, ass pictures, titty. All I do is talk and just spit yak.
You're saying you're talking, but like, see, like, what's the difference for you from you talking to her
give me an example. I'll be happy to show you. Give me an example of something she says, and I'll show you. Give me an example. Just give me one example. Again, you want me to go blindfolded? Give me an example.
Okay.
Go blindfolded
for
you.
Let's say she says, what you're up to? How'd your day go?
Okay, you know what I'm up to and how my day is? Well, I can't necessarily tell you how my day is because you're not over here right now to finish off my day. But I got a great idea. Why don't we do this? I know you might be a little bit busy today, but if you do have some time later on, let's get together. But if not, I'm free tomorrow around 8:00. And all I want you to do is bring your open mind and something sexy, and then I can share, and then ask me how my day is. Do you want to try it again? You see that? Did I ask her any questions?
No.
Do one more. Come on, one more. Just one more. Do one more. What else is she asking? Tell me something else she asked.
Let's see.
Come on.
That's the same shit. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, the only thing that I can tell you about myself is when I am minding my own business. I was out of excuse berry crunch, so here I am going to the grocery store, minding my own business, and then I saw you. And you know the crazy thing is that I said to myself, you know what, maybe I'll just get my excuse berry crunch and not even mess with her and let her not have the opportunity to meet a man like me. But you know what, I decided to go over there and put my bid in and let you know what I was, what I wanted, and then we're going to see what we're going to do. Do you see that, dog? It's easy. It's easy.
But are you man enough to say that shit, dog?
I got no problem saying it.
Not word for word. No
not word for word. You're saying, man.
But just taking her where you want to take her.
Exactly.
That's all it is. Taking her where you want to take her.
Everywhere.
The script could look differently. The approach could be different. The words could be different.
Yeah. Like,
different styles for different areas.
What's your thing?
Like, I just didn't know where to transition it. So, like, let's say I get a girl's number from a party or whatever, and then, like, off rip, like, I just be like, this is what I'm into. Fashion, such as
that. What is that you're into? What do you mean? What are you into?
And where are you going with what you're into?
Yeah, what are you into?
Like, let's say I'll be like, right now I'm not ready for a relationship, but okay. I'm down to keep the intimate if you're comfortable with that. Something like that.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
So so you saying I would just say that all rip, not even like.
Wait a second. Wait. What is wrong with being honest with a woman? We just did this hours ago with somebody. Just be honest. What is on? See, listen. See, here's your problem, though. The problem is your thirst and desperation is going to override what you're saying. All right, remember we talked about this before. Let me help you out. If you and Taekwondo were at the same party and you both said the same things, she will want to fuck Ty that night versus making you work for it, because Ty is all about Ty. And Ty is the opportunity and not the option. Ty ain't trying to fuck, because Ty knows when he's talking to her, he's already fucking her. He doesn't need to bring up sex and all that other shit. Hey, look, the more she smiles, that's unbuttoning her dress. The more she blushes, the more she giggles, the more she laughs. He's already got her undressed. Where you
two piece combo
and a motherfucking biscuit and a side of fries, goddammit. And you, because you don't know you, you'll say the same thing, but she's gonna read insecurity, desperation, and doesn't. And again, Ty might be like, "Hey, how you doing? My name is Taco." Right, you're all smooth and shit, right? But like I say, you might say how you doing, but it's gonna be like, "Hi, how you doing?" That's how she's gonna pick it up. Because your behaviors are going to fuck this up. Your desperation is going to fuck it up. You might think it's going to sound nice, but she can read every move. Like Ty said, she smelled you from the corner. You want to know why? Because she saw you looking at her over there. She saw you trying to sneak a peek over there. And she saw you trying to sneak a peek over there. So she knows what you are. But she saw Ty one time. And by the time she saw Ty is walking over to her. And she's like, whoa. Girl, get it together. Mm-hmm. Calm down, girl. Okay. It's a man. Oh shit. I won the lottery. It's a man. I don't have to worry about it. Oh my God. He's coming. Girl.
I won the lottery. It's crazy.
Yeah. They get excited because it's no bullshitting. And she's now she's nervous. But guess what? The soothing way Ty talks to her automatically takes her insecurities away. She loses time, and she's like, damn, this motherfucker. But you know what, girl? We can't do it now. We got to try to hold it off. We got to try to hold ourselves. Just calm down, girl. Because you want to know how I know that? They always tell us that shit after we get done fucking. They'll say, oh, man, I wanted to fuck you when you first started talking to me, but I had to act ladylike.
And then not only that, bro, you asking her these questions, what you're doing is questioning her.
Mm-hmm.
And what she is, who she is, and how she thinks.
Yeah.
Rather than letting her be who she is,
yes.
Showing her who you are.
Yes. Remember, yeah. I want to show her why me. Why? Remember, I showed you. I'll show you the thing again. Let me pull it up. Every woman you walk into and every woman you see and meet, they're asking the major questions. Who are you? What do you want? And why you? And if you cannot answer those questions that she has without her having to ask you, then you have automatically failed. You're automatically out. But then here comes your problem, okay? Even though you talk to her where you're fucking up now, she's holding the fort now. her beliefs, judgment, morals, values, and she doesn't know you and trust you. And now you just trying to fuck her. See what I'm saying? But why does here's the magic in this shit, caller. Why would the same woman who has beliefs, judges, morals, values, and no trust with Ty, why do you think she's going to fuck him? You want to know why? Because he's so fucking different because he's being real. She's used to this sideways, back door. She ain't used to a real motherfucker coming at her, which then intrigues her. Now, remember mind and body. Part of her is going to say, girl, you shouldn't be messing with Ty. Ty's no good. Stay away from Ty. You know what's going to happen. But she can't help it because she's intrigued to know, what is he? Let me pull the curtain back. Why is he? Why is he talking to me? Why did he come over to me? And why me? Well, out of all these other women, see that shit, she's asking the question.
You lost like 99% of the viewers because they still stuck on, why doesn't she like me? Does she like me? Am I good enough? They don't even know that a woman can think like that.
Yes.
They don't even know that a woman can think like that, or they can make her think like that, or they can show her and change her into feel a way about a man that she's never felt before.
Yes. So 973, we'll throw you in because we got 510 and 210 popping in. So 973, soak that up. Get with us. We got you, dog. 510, sorry for the wait, then 210. 510, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Those the last two?
Yeah, those are the last two, yeah.
All right, bet.
Last two. 510, 210. What's up, brother?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, shit. I just wanted to, I got a question, too, but I want to shout out Taekwondo. He helped me actually win the game that he's been giving me.
Yes, sir.
Got a girl named Tatted on me.
Good job.
For real. She tatted her name on me, everything. But one of my questions was, how do you bring it home? Like, you alone with her and you trying to fuck. Like, how, that's something I kind of struggle with, kind of will. So how do you bring it home? You know what I mean?
Tell me how you bring it home. Tell us how you bring it home. Tell us.
See, what I've been doing, this has been working for me. Is like,
then why are you asking a question?
Talk, then? Huh? I'm just saying, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? It's weird because it's just like, I asked. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hey, you trying to fuck? You know what I'm saying? Or you trying to give me head? Whatever.
How old are you?
17. We in high school. We're going to graduate high school, so I'm 17.
Okay, young man. I'm glad that you're graduating high school, but you can, the conversation we're having right now, you throw that shit away and don't you ever say this shit that you just said to us after you go out into the real world.
Okay.
Now after you get the ass and shit, you can say that, but not before.
Oh, you already got the ass for sure. I'm just trying to improve my game. You know what I mean?
You don't have game. Why do y'all guys say y'all got game? You ain't got game, brother. You can't have game from the surface, young man.
That's what I'm saying. None of my better. You know, I've been listening to what y'all are saying, sticking on purpose. Like, I got it, everything controlled. I just improving myself. That's it.
By saying, let's fuck.
Huh?
By saying to the woman, let's fuck.
My game, like, you know, my smoothness.
Well, tell us about your smoothness. Stuff like that. Tell us about your smoothness. When she comes over, tell us about your smoothness when you're sitting on the couch with her.
We sit, we talk.
About what?
I make up small talk, just a little small talk.
About what?
I touch on her first. Huh?
What's the small talk?
It really depends on, I can't really just say it because it depends on the moment. Sure. I'm in the moment, but
Y'all are sitting on the couch. Huh? There's the moment. Tell me, what's the small talk?
Yeah, every woman is different, though. You see what I'm saying? I talk to every woman different.
Okay, call her. Y'all are sitting on the couch. Give me some small talk.
We might talk about basic shit like her day. What you do today? I do this. When we talk, I make up anything for real. We just talk about anything, and then we just start getting close. Depending on how her body language is and everything, I take my time. I pay attention to her body language. She's feeling me, then I might touch her, start with touching, see how she's feeling, kiss on her neck a little bit. We start kissing, and then shoot, I might just slide out and just say, you know, what you trying to do?
What you trying to do?
Why you gonna tell her you?
I'll be like, you gonna let me hit this?
He just said that.
Hmm?
Oh my God. Did you just say you gonna let me hit?
That's the worst thing that we done heard all night, bro.
What?
Hands down.
That's what I'm asking you for. Y'all supposed to help. Y'all supposed to be the teacher. I'm asking y'all for. So can y'all help me stop criticizing?
We're helping you by criticizing your fucking ass. Don't you get it?
Then why you got to be all like that?
Because I'd rather do this to you right now than a bitch do it to you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just trying to get some gang, you know.
Let me tell you something, bro. So criticism doesn't work. Let's try this. Right. I'll let you criticize yourself. When you tell her, right, let me crack that. Let me hit that. Like she's a fucking baseball or a fucking golf ball.
Mm.
In what way do you think that makes her look forward to fucking you?
That's what I'm saying when I'm in the moment.
Just answer questions. This is a step-by-step process. Bear with me. Just answer the questions directly and clearly.
When
you say that to her, what part of that makes her want to fuck you?
That's why I ask you.
Ask you a question.
What can I do?
Answer the question, bro.
He's asked you a question that you say. He wants to know why you're saying it, sir.
Yeah, why? What part about that statement makes her want to fuck you?
I'm just trying to get something started for real because she's not, you know what I'm saying? Females usually.
It started before I even approached her.
No, man.
So I thought she right there. You saying?
No, everything is good. The game is, it's good. I'm just saying, when we alone, how can I?
You ain't got a label. You ain't got to be proven to be nobody in this world, bro. Nobody in this call knows you personally. Just drop everything. I just asked you a simple question. I said, what part of that do you think makes her want to fuck you when you say that to her?
I don't know. I don't got an answer for
that. That turns her on. What part of that arouses her sexually? Gets her all, like, she can't wait to fuck you. Do you even know that women can get like that? They just will beg for it?
This is what he's asking you. What are you saying she is by saying what you're saying? Are you making her feel like a slut and a whore? Or are you making her feel sexy by what you're saying? What you're saying, I'm just adding there's two choices. By what you're saying, do you think she's feeling like a slut and a whore and dirt under your shoe, or is she feeling sexy like she's floating on air? Which one do you think it is?
Sexy, her skin and whore. Sexy she is and please you.
So which one do you think it is, Carl?
Oh, whore, I ain't gonna lie.
Right. So that's the problem. You're making someone that you want to be. Now, don't say she can't do whorish things, but that happens after she's floating off the ground because then she trusts that I can be the nasty whore that I want to be, and he's not going to judge me for it. Matter of fact, he's going to accept it and make me even dirtier. But see, you're not doing that. You're like, you're a whore, you're a slut.
Let me hit that. Talk to you like you're a blunt. A cigarette. Let me hit that.
Yeah, for sure. See, you guys, what should I do then?
You should
Be her pocketbook. Go ahead, Steve. Be the makeup.
Be the makeup, the pocketbook, the dress, and the shoes. You know why? You know why? Because those are the things that take away her insecurity. And when you take her insecurity away, she will follow you to the ends of the fucking earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Yeah, you kind of giggled at that shit. You thought we was playing around with your ass. We're telling you. Why do you think she has why do you think she has a closet full of dresses, shoes, and purses? Because she thought all that
good
was gonna make her feel good about herself. It made her feel good for the time being, but she realizes that, you know what, I need another dress and a purse and a shoe. So she meets a man like Taekwondo or myself, and we are those things to her, not necessarily a purse, a dress, and a shoe, but we take away her insecurities, and we make her say it's okay to let your sexual self go. Be what you want to be. Matter of fact, I encourage you, let go, but please understand, I will handle it with care, but I will guide you, and I will show you things about what you even like to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will never say let's fuck. I don't need it. Listen, I don't need to say. You know, it's funny. It's odd they say that to us though. They're like, fuck me. I need that dick.
They nasty.
Yeah, they nasty as fuck. Oh my god, it's so nasty. They so nasty, caller. Oh man, I wish you was on the other side of the street. I wish you had game, dog. You man, it was beautiful. It's beautiful.
You love it here.
Oh man.
But you have to talk to what that is empowering of that freak in them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it makes sense. I hear what y'all saying.
All right, Carl, we got
to do it her best. She'll bust out of them clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you what I can do. Let me try this out. I have a girlfriend. She wants to have a threesome. Let's do this. You take away all the boundaries of and all the rules and regulations which she's used to follow. Being safe, playing safe, and being in someone else's judgment, good.
What if she said to you, I have a fantasy for Easter Sunday. I want to get a bunny rabbit suit. I want to hop around in your living room, eat a carrot. You capture me and fuck me. What are you going to say to that? I've had it happen. What are you going to say to that, Cole?
What you say, GPD again?
I said, what if she says to you on Easter, she wants to wear a rabbit suit, she wants to hop around in your living room eating a carrot, and she wants you to capture her and fuck her? Would you have a slit in the back of the rabbit suit? What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, yeah.
I got the carriage ready for you, girl. Let's go.
See, 201 said he left the girl voicemail. Is you see him in the call line?
Yeah, I got 201 already. Yeah.
Is that the next? That's the last call?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. 510. We got 510, 210, and 929.
All right.
All right. 510. All right.
We'll throw you back in. 10-minute mark.
All right. We got 10-minute mark. All right. We go 201. We got two 201s. Wait, why we got two of them motherfuckers? 201, why are you calling twice? What's up, man? 201 going once, going twice. All right, let go of that 201. Let's try this other 201. Oh, gosh. 201, are you there? Hello, 201.
Yo.
Yes, how can we help? Yes, 929, you're last.
Yeah, I was the guy who told me to leave the girl a voicemail. I ain't know how to, like, merge in any of that because I was kind of dumb. And it kind of, you hung up because I didn't pick up, interfere, whatever. I left the girl a voicemail, whatever, and she messaged me back. Like 20 minutes after she got off work or whatever, and then called me like 15 minutes after that, right? And we was on the phone for like maybe an hour, and I told her what y'all said, right? In the beginning, I was kind of nervous. I'm not gonna hold you. I choked the first voicemail. I'm not gonna hold you. I was like stuttering and shit. I hung up. I did the voicemail again. I'm not gonna hold you. Way more confidently and all that.
Okay.
So then what?
Go ahead. Keep going.
And then she called me back or whatever. In the beginning, I was low-key, like, fumbling. Like, I was kind of stuttering or whatever. Not stuttering, but I was like, oh, I kind of like you. Like, unsure or whatever. And in the beginning, it sounded like she was going to bang my shit. And she typed midway through, kind of was. But as it went through, she sounded more and more unsure. And what do you call it? Eventually, the phone call, like, hung up or some shit. Like, her shit started tweaking, but she was actually, like, trying to call me back and shit. And then she called me on Instagram, and, like, she seemed kind of, like, to me, unsure, I'm not gonna hold you. And she said to call her tomorrow, and I was like, we'll continue to talk. And she was like, yeah.
Well, what's your question?
This is the same person from before. You told me to leave them in the voicemail and all that. So I was just telling you that I take the advice.
Did you tell her you wanted her to what did you tell her? You wanted her to be your girl, right?
I told you that in the beginning I was like, I kinda like you, whatever, and then throughout in the beginning I was kinda nervous. I got more comfortable as it went by.
You only have one time.
How are you nervous to be yourself?
And then as it progressed, she was like, as it progressed or whatever, she was like, she don't know whatever. And I was like, look, right? All you got to do is wear something nice and I'll come pick you up. You don't got to worry about none of that. And we can go out.
You know what? You're trying to let that out. And we ass energy after saying, I kind of like you.
Can't do that, man.
Well, that's how I did.
Dude, okay, what part of following directions don't you understand? Did we tell you to say you kind of like her, or did you tell you to say what we wanted you to say?
You told me to say, I'm trying to be in a relationship with you, or I'm trying to get
with
you.
Why did you say that, man? You fucked everything up.
Oh, my God. Kind of like you, bro. What did that mean, kind of like you? What was she supposed to do with that information?
Hey, what do you say to
her? Why do y'all waste woman time, bro?
No, dude. What do you think of how would you feel if a woman said to you, I kind of like you? How are you going to swallow that pill?
Would you even take that shit serious, bro? You probably would. You probably would celebrate.
Nah,
yes,
I probably wouldn't.
Like
nah, I got 3 bodies.
Yes, finally.
That
shit don't mean shit. That shit don't mean anything. Nothing.
Fuck.
Now you go. She seemed kind of unsure. Yeah, because you're kind of ass.
Yeah.
Set some kind of tone.
Yes.
And then she's kind of confused.
Yes.
And then you're kind of trying to figure. You see how you set the tone in this whole situation and just wiggle it off?
She's kind of. You think it's too late
to. She's kind of not going to call you.
She's kind of not, man, because she. Listen, okay. When you said, I kind of like you. The shift of, okay, let's just think. What if there's, remember I always say, young man, let me show you on the thing. You go back and look at this. I always say that it's a tightrope. Everything you do is a tightrope of balance. And whatever you do, if you slip just a little bit, you're going to dip to a certain side. When you said kinda, you shifted your ass to the right. And reinforce.
And
see, now she's questioned because she's feeling brotherly love for you. She's not feeling like I want to be with you, love, because you kind of like when you say you kind of. Now she's like, well, damn, if he likes me, interesting me. Why does he kind of like me? Is something wrong with me? Am I a kind of girl?
Later on, I rephrased the whole shit.
All right, that's like a clan.
Just
wait.
Sometimes.
Right, that's like a redneck saying, hey, what's up, Taekwondo, you N-word? And they'd be like, oh, well, hey, Taekwondo, I didn't really mean it that way. I was like, you can't take it back.
So y'all think it's too late?
Oh, man.
I was different. My fault, I was different 5 seconds ago.
That is how it went.
929, you're our last call. 929, you're our very last call. But no, 201, real quick, listen. This is why we got a woman. This is why we tell you to follow the playbook. This is why we tell you to listen to what we say and just say what we say. And if you listen, you remember the guy earlier on? He listened to what we had to say. He did it, and he got the result. You want to do what you want to do. And what's even worse is you kind of like her, and you stood on the phone with her for an hour. What the fuck was that about?
That's crazy.
And don't worry. Y'all get to take bubble baths with your clothes on and shit. And she's going to tell you about all the other guys that want to sleep with her. Don't worry. You have just become her shoulder. Oh, congratulations.
No, I told her. I wasn't with none of that.
No, you are that guy. Kind of like you. So we kind of got to go because we kind of got to answer 929's call?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's too late.
Listen, if you just
you know
listen,
you're wrong.
Right,
you know you're wrong.
There's a lesson learned for all you guys.
I mean, I do.
No, we already told you what to do. You didn't want to do it. You want
no,
to do
I
what?
Said I do know I'm wrong.
No,
He said
we
no.
told you what to say. You didn't say it. And because you didn't say it, it created a brand new ripple effect.
Yeah.
You shifted everything. We were telling you how to be a man, and I told you this is important. And you said, fuck what you say. I'm going to do what I want to do and tell her I kind of like her. So we can't do nothing for you. You created.
Yeah, you got to pick up the crumbs. Right?
Yeah, you created. So, yeah, I don't think she's going to be down for you like that, bro. But this is a lesson learned. You'll learn next time you listen to us, okay?
All right, we kind of got to go. I saw what you meant, though.
All right, have a good night. We kind of got to go. 929, last call. Last call, 929. You're the last one. What's up, 929? What's up?
Yo, what's good?
What's good, my dude? What's good?
Yeah, I low-key got, like, two questions. Is that okay? Or, like,
no,
y'all
go ahead,
really short on?
What's your first one? Go ahead.
All right, so I was fucking with some shorty. She's a little bit older, and we was fucking with each other for, like, let's say, like, 2 months, you know? And it was, like, a chill vibe, like, literally
what's your question,
we was just
brother?
Fucking.
You're telling us a story. Wait, you're telling us a story, not a question. That's a story.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, so, if I was known, I would have got some milk. Yeah. So what's the question?
All right, so I need to know if I should just drop. Like, she keeps trying to come back into my life. But
okay,
I know,
what do you want from her? What do you want from her? What do you want from her before we call her? What do you want from her?
I just want somebody who I can fuck, basically. I'm not interested in it.
All right, now this is what you're going to say when you call her. You let her know that I'm not looking for a relationship, but if you want to use me as your dildo, feel free to use me. I'm there for all that. Go ahead and call her and tell her that right now.
All right, bro. And can I ask the second one?
No. We'll get back to the second one after you do this first thing, because if you hang up, you're gone. So go ahead and do it. Go ahead and call her. We're gonna solve this one. One thing at a time. Call that one. Let her know. Hey, listen, I'm not looking for a relationship, but listen, you can use my body sparingly. Anytime you want it, you can have it. Just say that to her.
You want me to call it right now on the stream?
Okay.
Now is now.
Click the phone, dial the number, and press merge. We'll shut the fuck up, and you just repeat what Unc told you. Don't be like that other motherfucker. Be like, well, I kind of wanted to stay there with you. Now, come on. You ready to do this shit?
Yes, I'm kind of not really looking for, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah, so look, you don't want the relationship.
Just real quick and easy.
Yeah, you don't want the relationship, but yeah, your body, you can lease your body out to her. Go ahead and let her know. Click over and let her know. Ready, 929?
Nah, she ain't pick up. I was calling her.
No, it's okay. You want to know why? Because you're going to call her back and leave it on her voicemail. You ain't going to slide that. You think we boo-boo the fool? You click that phone. You call her back. When the answer machine comes on, you click that shit so we can hear you. And you let her know that I don't want a relationship, but you can lease my body out. Go ahead and do it. If you don't do it, I'm hanging up and we gone. We ain't wasting the time. You ready to do this shit?
I got you right now, my boy.
All right. Call her now and we'll be quiet. Let's hear that voicemail. Put that shit over. Let's hear it. Why y'all scared?
Niggas be acting like bitches because of these bitches.
Count down. 5.
Pitch system 9176281 0.
This nigga just leaked her number.
Why do I got it? I'm muted.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, T, I know you're trying to low-key get back in my life and shit, but I'm just letting you know right now that I'm not trying to do none of that, like, extra relationship shit. But, on the other hand, if you're trying to, like, if you just want to vibe with me and, like, I'm just trying to, like, fuck, honestly, I'm not trying to do nothing else. So when you're ready to accept that, you can hit me up. But other than that, I'm not going to follow you back on nothing. I'm not going to keep on texting because I'm not going to go back and forth with you. You heard that?
Press fucking pound, man!
Bro, what the
what
fuck
the
are you doing?
What the fuck was that? Dude, okay,
what
before I... Wait, I don't want to yell at you. Do you have a disability? Do you have a disability?
No.
Okay, you don't ride the
nah.
short bus. You don't eat ketchup packs and mustard packs or anything. You sure? You are a straight-thinking young man, right? There's no, you didn't fall on your head or anything, right?
To the bottom of your couch or something.
Nah,
yeah,
no, sir.
Okay, then what the fuck was that shit there when we told you what to say? What the fuck was all that
vibe,
shit?
Vibe.
Vibe
and fuck.
I thought you wanted
to... No, wait. Like, sir. If I say C-Spot run, do you think I want... Don't you think I want you to say C-Spot run? I created a masterpiece called C-Spot run. What the fuck did you say what you wanted to say? Which... Jesus Christ.
Because I was trying to use my own words.
No, your own words is why you're in this situation, because your words are
yeah,
weak as
you
fuck.
You got yourself here, buddy. We're trying to get you out.
We were trying to... Your words were fucking weak. That's why you came to us, because your words were fucking weak. And if you just would have said, see, spot, run, you would have been in a perfect position, because you made it crystal clear. You didn't have to use the word fuck, because what did you make her feel like? I keep telling you, surface dwellers, every time you say that word fuck to a woman like that, you're making her feel like a slut and a whore. I said rent your body. Didn't I say rent your body? Didn't I say I don't want a relationship, but you can rent me out whenever you want to sexually? Did I not say that, caller? Did I?
You said go right.
Yeah.
Up.
Jesus Christ.
You said make two lefts. You went down the steps. You said open the door on the left, walk to the right, knock three times, and you jumped out the window.
But I wanted to do it my way. I wanted to put my flavor on. Your flavor, it tastes bad.
Bitter.
It's very bitter. Fuck. It was your question. Fail. F. Next one. What's your next question? It's well in air.
I don't even care about that story that much anyway, but.
Oh, well, whatever.
I don't care about that.
You don't care. What's your other question?
So, I'm about to go in Miami, like, for a few days, right? So, you know how the bitches are down there, like,
no,
they're
the
all trying to have
Miami.
Fun, but...
But women are women. Why,
I mean,
what we got to judge for?
I know. What the fuck you mean?
They don't do what they do in Miami in any other place?
You right.
So why are you saying that shit?
You know how it is.
Women
just
start grabbing
and like
thinking they face spots and thinking they easy and fast, and
yep.
You're going to get yourself...
Trouble.
Get off me. Who do you think I am?
Right. Right in your eyes. Security!
Oh, unhand me.
So what is your question, man? What's up? You're going to Miami, surface dweller.
So how do I, like, I'm trying to like, get a one-night stand. Like,
no,
how do I?
You can't.
You ain't going to be the kind of guy
you're
going to go up to her and make her feel like a piece of
shit.
Furniture.
Yeah, you can't. You ain't got it in you, young man. You ain't got it in you.
Oh, so can you give me like some points or like advice
from the first night? But you want to talk to her
yeah.
like a tool, an object.
Yeah. You gonna talk to her like she
talk
ain't
to her like you think she gonna fuck on the first night, and she ain't going to let you go, let herself go for that.
Because here's the problem. If we told you the answer, you gonna do whatever the fuck you want to do anyway, right?
You just showed us that.
Yeah, you just showed us that. So why tell you? You're not gonna do it. Because you want to put, I'm going to put my flavor on it. Chloroform.
Nah, it's not. I'm gonna listen to what y'all say. Obviously,
no, you're not. You're not, because you just showed us earlier that you don't want to listen to us. Because you said earlier you were gonna listen to us, and then what the fuck did you do?
I wanna fuck.
Bye, that fuck.
Bye.
I'm not even gonna follow you back. Why did you even bring that up?
What the fuck was that?
Come on, gang. You sound like that was like petty.
Oof. Yeah, like some feminist shit, dog.
Like you threw it in her face. I'm not going to follow you back. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to fuck you. I just want to stick my dick in your hole in the wall and just pump and dump you and just leave out the door.
I don't win that way. You can't win that way.
I mean, what do you think women are, bro?
Nah, I know women, they're people too, but like.
But what?
I don't know. I don't want to seem.
I don't want to seem like nice.
I treat them like nice, but.
No. You're.
How is it nice to give somebody.
Yes.
To treat them like a fucking human? What the hell? Too nice.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about, man? It's not nice. It's just who you are, man. Didn't you? When you weren't raised in a barn, were you?
So some fucking decor.
Yeah, goddamn it, for real, man. Y'all think you think you weak by being nice. I didn't say be a sucker.
Carla, I'm gonna make her feel good about being nasty.
No, most.
I'm gonna make her feel good about being a slut. I'm gonna make her feel good about fucking me on the first day.
Yeah, so good. She gonna wanna
make her
fuck.
Enjoy. She gonna love herself for doing it. You know what you do when you treat him like that? By trying not to be too nice. I mean, we could just quote on the things we've heard so far. Vibe and fuck.
Vibe and fuck. Wait,
I'm not
going to
follow you back because I'm not playing like what you do.
What's good?
Come on,
you?
Gang.
What's good with you?
I see where y'all talking.
You know how Miami girls
about.
Are. Bro, you know the women are from different states, probably.
Yeah, coming into Miami, motherfucker. they're not Miami girls. See, you're watching MTV or BET, and you've seen all these women dance and shake their ass, but they're just having fun dancing and shaking their asses. They're not the people you see they're dancing and shaking their ass with in the daytime. Those are the motherfuckers they fucking. Because the motherfuckers they fucking are the ones that they trying to impress.
You know who the dudes are that call the women whores? They're the ones who didn't fuck.
Yep. The bitches. Fuck
that
bitch.
Oh, she easy, man. She let everybody fuck. Did you fuck? No.
See that? But you stop judging women. I didn't say they can't do slutty things, but there is a protocol to this shit that you surface dwellers don't understand. You think life is porn. It's not.
I'm so entitled. Y'all are very entitled.
Yeah, y'all feel like that you deserve some pussy and shit. Go down to Miami. What you going to go down there? Y'all want a one-night stand. You already lost. See, if I went to Miami, hey, you know what? If I went to Miami, I'm going to Miami to go to fucking Miami. That's what I'm going for. I'm going to Miami to go to Miami. I ain't going for anything else. And you want to know why
I'm
saying?
Like,
you know why I'm going to be fucking? The reason I'm going to be fucking is because I'm going to Miami just to go to fucking Miami. Because I know there's fucking women there that are waiting to get the opportunity to get with my motherfucking ass. That's why I'm going.
And all that, bro, you kind of position yourself when you talk about Miami like that. It's like you think you're going to go there and just be a different guy. Yo, those Miami women. So when I go there, they're just going to make me a man I'm not.
Shit. I'll make it worse. Mm-hmm.
But I get approached by women like. So.
What?
When I get approached by women. Like,
oh, you
that's
wait,
my
wait,
problem.
Wait,
like, sometimes
bro.
I have to be baiting.
Where's Geppetto at? Can you tell me where Geppetto is, you Pinocchio lying motherfucker? Stop lying. You don't get approached.
Nah, I'm dead ass not lying right now.
Oh, if you okay, then why the fuck are you calling us? If you get approached by women, and not only call us, but even know what the fucking C-spot run. Yeah, girl. You know I don't appreciate that. I ain't gonna follow you. Says the guy that gets approached by women, right? Right.
Hmm?
But you get approached by women, right?
I do.
Well, call one now and tell
it's
her come over.
Sometimes I don't know what to say.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, wait. Oh, you're one of those guys. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. T's one of those guys. Hey, guess what? I get approached by moths and mosquitoes, especially in the summertime. They approach me too. Fuck you talking about, man? Y'all, why do y'all lie, man? Jesus.
Bro, I'm dead ass not lying. Like, what? I'm not capping.
Oh wait,
because really
you got good.
Capping.
Oh wait, because you're a good looking guy. Well, guess what? You're a good looking bitch. Because you don't know what to do when the women approach you. You're like, oh my god, you're pretty woman. You know, really? I really, I do. I don't know what to say.
Yo, Steve Wiley.
I'm just saying, man. This is
yeah,
crazy.
He's bugging. Why is he bugging right now?
Okay,
like,
I'm sorry.
Jesus,
I'm sorry.
Bro.
Oh wait.
I just want
beautiful.
Some like
I'm
advice.
You're,
like, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful.
Well, I am giving you advice, and the reason I'm disrespecting you because you better wake the fuck up.
Yes,
you better wake up. Because, hey, because let me tell you something, you'll go to Miami, and guess what? You're going to meet a badass woman. You know what? And she's going to get you to the hotel, her hotel room. And as soon as you walk in that door, there are going to be three motherfucking dudes waiting to grab your shit, take your shit from you, and let, it won't be a kidney because you're not going out of the sea overseas. But
you play too much. That ain't happening to me. Calm down.
No, well, of course.
I ain't no fuck nigga. Calm down, bro.
No, you are a fuck nigga because that's how you look. A fuck nigga say things like, I'm not going to follow you no more because I'm a fuck
bro, I ain't gonna lie, when I heard you say that, I was like, wait, what? Why would you put that in your voice note? And I'm not going to follow you back.
Because I'm a
okay.
Fuck nigga.
Come on, bro. What was she? She might hand you a tampon for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's not going to follow me back. Oh, no. Oh, no. He just went to love me.
How can I believe it? But he's a fuck nigga.
Do you think she feel good about spreading her legs after you just let that voicemail? How do you think you made her feel? How do you think you made her feel after that?
I don't know. It's up to her to how she wants
it's
to take
to,
it.
No. How she feels coming from your mouth is not up to her.
Yes.
It, on a spiritual level, it can be. But you can be intentional about what you're doing and what you're saying and where it is going.
I just came here for advice and y'all just roasted me right
now. Oh,
like,
no. Okay, I'm sorry.
Bro,
oh, wait. Sir.
Yeah.
Hey, tuck yourself in, get some warm milk, and let me tell you how stupid you are. It's not your fault. It's the woman's fault. Because
yeah, blame her, bro.
Yes, everything is her fault. It's not your fault. It's her fault. Because the women are for the streets. Those disgusting bad women. Oh my God, they don't have a shot because you're so beautiful and you're so gracious and you have so much game that I need sunglasses because you're shining so bright. Is that what the fuck
yeah,
you wanted to tell you?
Shame on them for not letting you judge them and just talk to them any kind of way and just
fuck.
Let them feel like pieces of shit. Shame on
them. Shame on them. It's their fault. But I know I should be playing my kindy right now.
Shame on them.
So you think I have like a respect problem?
You got a fucking lot of problems. Respect? You have You have no respect, no standard, no laws, no rules, no codes, no principles, no narratives, no mission statement. You have no values. You have no, you are not transparent. You're not clear. You're not concise. You don't take risks. You don't have, you're not fearful. Oh, you are. You're not fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You can't eat pussy. You cannot fuck. You cannot kiss. You can't even talk dirty. You don't even know how to make a woman wet mentally. Shall I continue or you want me to stop there? I mean, that's just a handful.
Is this offensive? Is this, are we criticizing you or disrespecting you? Does the truth hurt?
Honestly, I know that's not the truth. So, like, it's not really
right.
Cutting that deep. So.
You're right. No, you're right. We agree. I agree with you. You're right.
It's not the truth at all. You didn't just show us that.
Yeah, I lied. I'm sorry.
You didn't just show us that by how you just handled the entire last 30 minutes. You didn't show us that at all. We were saying that out of the clouds.
Yeah, we just grabbed that from the clouds.
We just made that up.
I see the sun.
How you just treated her and handled that situation wasn't indicative of that at all.
It showed what you are, sir.
We didn't deduce that information from observing and listening to you. But
what?
In the moment you just
I don't even know what this is, where
you're not going to learn, bro. Because you probably feel better saying it's not true, so you know.
I never called her. I never said to make her say. I never told you to say fuck. I never told you to say I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I never said any of that. If you just would have listened to men talk to you, we're clear and concise and we don't waste words. We don't just talk just to fucking talk. Everything we say is like the sword that Taekwondo has. We just hit him with a few cuts. But you like this. You all over the place. That's it. You see what I'm saying, caller? See, I'm at the bottom.
Yeah,
that's going to be his Christmas present. I'm going to get him another sword. I'm going to get him another sword for Christmas. He's on my Christmas list, so I just got to figure a way to get his address so I can sneak that sword to him. But anyway, I'm sorry. My mind wanders. But anyway, caller, what I'm saying for you is that you got to learn how to humble yourself, young man, and listen to motherfuckers that know more game on their pinky than you'll ever know in your life. And maybe if you just follow what they said, it would have been a whole different ball game. Because then maybe you would have shifted your thinking of going to Miami and saying, not saying that women are easy and women are sluts and all this other stuff, but I'm going to present myself to them to give them an opportunity to see what it will be like to be with me. Totally different shift.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're right.
I'm just trying to learn. I'm trying to learn, but
no, you're not.
I don't know. That's just
you're not trying to learn.
Wait, sir.
Are you really trying to learn? No. Remember C spot run? Remember that? The man that's trying to learn would just follow directions, right?
Right. Add it in your hands.
Add it in your hands.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
But what?
I was trying to learn the exact words.
But you're trying to
learn.
I didn't
want to use the exact words.
Okay. Wait. Do you understand your words are poisonous, right? So if you mix your words with my moofuck cow milk, do you think I'm going to drink that shit? Because you poisoned it. All you said you want to learn. You know what learning is shutting your goddamn ass up and listening and following fucking instructions. I just said eggs, milk, sugar. That's all the fuck I said. But you want to add paprika and fucking pepper and shit to that stuff because you want to do it. You don't want to learn. This is an example. This is a lesson to everybody. You're just like the caller before. Well, I kind of like it. Whatever the fuck he said. This is what's wrong with you surface dwellers. You don't want to break free of your weak-ass thinking vibe because when we told you, it was weird. It was a weird fucking feeling in your gut. Oh, my God, I don't know if I should say that because if I say that, I mean, what would she think of me? I'm sure you was thinking that. So let me just hold calm. Let me Pepto-Bismol myself and let me add some of my shit to make me feel better, which made shit worse. Fucking shame.
Yeah.
You don't want
to
learn.
I hear you. I definitely hear you.
No, you hear me. You don't listen. Right. You hear me. That means it's going through one ear and out the other. You don't listen. That means you're not a student. You can't be teachable because you want to do it your way, Daniel, son.
Why am I hanging on the wall? Should I be kicking?
Why am I scrubbing these cars? I mean, I'm not a car wash. I don't understand. This is not karate. What a fucking waste.
Yeah. I see why I fucked up. Trust
no,
me.
You chose.
You got your best interest at heart,
my boy. That's it.
We don't want to see you lose.
We never want to see you lose. Everything we told you is to win. It was easy. Layup. It's a layup, damn. I'm ready to say that shit. She would have came back and said, you know what? I don't like that I can't have you. but I sure like the fact that I can use you for my sexual pleasure. But who wants that? Sorry. I'm sorry. I know we don't want that, do we?
She don't want to vibe and fucking not follow her. Like, she don't even deserve your follow. That's what that projected.
What was
you're
that?
Not even worth my follow. You're only a fuck thing for me.
What was that?
The best thing you can do, woman, get on your knees. Like,
to be honest, I don't know why I said it like the whole time.
No,
when
you
I
know.
Didn't fuck
crazy.
With her.
Listen. It's implicit bias. It's subconscious.
Yep.
That's why we roast you, so you can check yourself. You don't even see it. And this is what we mean when we say it stinks. We can smell it from a mile away, and you don't even see it. It's in everything you say and do. Literally the whole excitement. Oh, listen, I'm about to go to Miami. You know how those Miami women are. Whoa. I don't know. Because I don't know what I'm going to see when I get down there. I don't know who I'm going to meet.
Don't know.
What part of you think? The part of you that thinks it knows is the part that doesn't know. And the part of you that doesn't know is the part that does.
Yeah, call a question real quick.
Come on, man.
When did you know you was going to Miami?
I usually, I go there a lot. Like,
when
I have
did
a
you
lot
know?
Of family hey, down
wait,
there.
Wait, let's back it up again. When did you know you were going to Miami?
Like 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Is this an annual thing that you do it all every year?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm kind of ignorant here, but it never dawned on you, you good-looking guy that gets women all the time. It didn't dawn on you to find some women that are in Miami, maybe in December or motherfucking November, to set everything up for when you go down there. So when you go down there, that mm-hmm. you don't have to even go to a hotel, you'll be able to go to their spot where they give you a warm mm-hmm. meal and some warm ass. Did you ever think about that one, bro?
I mean if you go in there annually, like, you ain't got no like, setups, like, no go-back tools.
Exactly the fuck.
Nah, because...
What do you walk into when you go over there?
Oh, gosh.
Did you say? What'd you say?
No, I said that's the end of the, you know what I'm saying, Carl. I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, you have a good night, sir, and take care of yourself. Good luck to you in Miami, okay? Tell the Miami Vice police officer we said hi. This motherfucker.
Tell the detectives we don't know you.
Yeah, nice Tico. Boku toya. Listo. Miami on the nyap. Dopotai. Weird. Creepy. Otopotai.
Free me,
drop soap in shower kotoba.
Don't be clumsy, men are strong. Take what they want. Cute boy in jail.
Bleed. He bleed. Oh, die of all bleed. Cannot walk.
All right, see you. Mahalo, man. Right, take care, man.
All right, man. I'll catch you up, man.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Guys, I will be putting up a TikTok this morning, probably around 4:35 o'clock for all my dogs out there, man. Appreciate all you guys out there. If y'all have real quick, if y'all have a few questions I can ask, just real quick. I only got about 10 minutes. I got to do some shit. So if you have a quick question, I got you. If not, I'm a roll. But just real quick, if any of y'all have any quick questions, I'll answer real quick before I go. Okay, anything, okay? I appreciate all the likes. I appreciate you guys. We had a great time. I appreciate all my dogs in there. But any questions y'all got, let me know real quick because I'm about to wrap this up. So I'll just ask real quick. If you have it, just put a quick cue, and I got you. And other than that, we're going to just roll it out. So just let me know. Okay. So, all right. I guess we don't have any. Okay. All right, guys. Listen. So appreciate all you guys. You know how to get me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Go ahead and holler at your boy, and we will definitely go from there, guys. Y'all have a good night, man. I'm the dean, man. Well, you're too late. I asked. Okay. The book won't, not yet. Book won't, not yet. It won't be that way. And your question, get some coaching. Get some coaching, man. You need coaching. You can't answer a question like that. That's a deep question. Anyway, guys, hey, get at your boy, the Dean. I'm going to holler at y'all later, man. Peace, guys. We out.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told ya. Now we're dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man, mindset. Gotta